this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump, the builder, with big plans for the Gaza Strip. The U.S. would take control of the land, relocating the Palestinians.
We can build them through massive amounts of money supplied by other people, very rich nations. They're willing to supply it. If we can build something for them in one of the countries, and it could be Jordan, and it could be Egypt, it could be other countries, and you could build four or five or six areas. It doesn't have to be one area. But you take certain areas and you build really good quality housing, like someplace where they can live.
Along with his plans for Gaza, Mr. Trump has plans for the upcoming weekend.
President Trump will attend the Super Bowl on Sunday, becoming the first ever sitting president to attend the big game. The president is scheduled to sit down with Fox News for a pregame interview. Some companies are already unveiling their Super Bowl ads online. Prices for ads during this year's game reportedly broke records, with some spots selling for more than $8 million. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
America has a new attorney general.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
With that vote in the Senate, Pam Bondi, the new U.S. attorney general, the former Florida AG, vowing to enforce the law in a nonpartisan fashion without regard for politics. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the only Democrat to vote yes for Bondi. One person is dead, five wounded, a shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. The suspect no longer on the scene in what police describe as a targeted attack. The remains of all 67 people killed in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport have now been recovered from the Potomac River. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 84 points, NASDAQ futures off 201 points, S&P futures off 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Oh, please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and all our time accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be... Time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. It's Talk Radio 680, WCBM 603. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Welcome back. There is a minor wreck, Howard County, eastbound Route 100. It should be right before the bridge at I-95 and should be on the shoulder. But I want to give you a heads up for that if you're traveling locally there. If you're going to be out early this morning in Catonsville, crews are working on a water main break. Some traffic is getting by, but be prepared on Frederick Road just outside the Beltway. Right now, all the interstates are good to go. We're fine at both the harbor tunnels. We'll check on the construction in about a half an hour or so on I-95 northbound in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon. 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads. Changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Right now, Bel Air has 32 and a little bit of snow there. Downtown Baltimore, it's 35. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinnie Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will move into Maryland overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning. Baltimore, most of central Maryland, and parts of the eastern shore are under winter weather advisories. Further west, Washington, Allegheny, Garrett counties will be under an ice storm warning. Forecasters warn power outages and tree damage likely due to the ice in those areas. They say travels in parts of western Maryland could be nearly impossible. Maryland residents are getting a chance to see what the new Francis Scott Key Bridge will look like. Governor Wes Moore joined other state officials yesterday at Trade Point Atlantic to unveil the design for the rebuild of the bridge. It will replace the bridge that collapsed last March after that bridge was struck by a large cargo ship. Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge will stand taller and wider than the old bridge. Meanwhile, demolition of what's remaining of the old structure is slated to start this spring. Arguments over pausing President Trump's order looking to end birthright citizenship will be held in federal court this morning. The executive order last month was put on hold after almost half of the states sued to try and stop it. Yesterday's arguments came from a suit from immigrant rights advocacy groups and the five pregnant undocumented women, along with the 22 states with Democrat attorney general looking to stop the order. And Anne Arundel County Police investigating the shooting death of a 24-year-old man in Severn. Victim identified as Caron Can. He was found with a gunshot wound Monday night lying outside a home the 1700 block of Sea Pine Circle. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three is doing it again. Pick three was 835. Your pick four, 8733. And now, next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, a Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. And now, not only are people hearing you on the radio, but you're up on a nearby billboard.
Yeah, hey, Sean. Yeah, that's me out there letting everybody know that in 2025, sellers who want to consider a cash offer can sell fast and with certainty with my Guaranteed Multiple Cash Offers program, where I bring not one, not two, but three to six offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference.
So it's not like the most investors out there are trying to pick up homes for 70 to 80% of market value. You're helping sellers get 100% of market value without all the risk.
Absolutely. That's the idea. Why leave money on the table with someone trying to steal your equity when you can get multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference?
Get your multiple cash offers today by calling or texting Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
New Orleans hopping as usual amid tightened security as Super Bowl 59, now 5 days away. A lot of hoopla, a lot of distractions. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says you got to have a lot of focus.
You lose track of what this thing's all about. You can get really caught up in all this. And you can't get too far from what's real, and that's playing the game.
Chiefs still a 1.5-point favorite over the Eagles, 6:30 p.m. on Sunday night. Orioles made a move yesterday, agreeing to terms with outfielder Ramon Laureano on a one-year deal, $4 million, a seven-year vet. Hit .259 with 11 homers and 33 RBIs in 98 games last year with the Guardians and the Braves. On the ice last night, the Caps hosting the Panthers, and it ended with an Ovi special.
Cleared out by Ferravari, Ovechkin's last chance. Did he beat the buzzer?
And it did. 1959 of the third. Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Number 878 for Ovi. 17 more, and we got an all-timer. 6-3, the Caps, the final over the Panthers last night. Coming up at 635, the NFL has changed its tune. And that is Stein on Sports.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680
WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome back, Bruce.
Thank you, sir. I'm Bruce Elliott. By the way, nice air guitar you did in the intro.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up in this hour on this Wednesday morning of this hump day, we'll take a preview of Governor Moore's State of the State. Senator Chris Murphy is sliming Elon Musk of the Trump regime. But speaking of the President, 47's out-of-the-box plans for the Gaza Strip. I think in President Trump's, he's really one for the ages when you get right down to it. The start of this administration has just, it has befuddled the Democrats. And for the MAGA voters, they're like, give us more. I mean, this is just amazing. One day after the next, is in lightning speed we are getting, this is how government should work. It's just amazing the efficiency that we're seeing things happen. And it's second term, I do believe the Palestinians in Gaza will be rightfully relocated. I think Iran's nuke program will be dismantled, and Israel and Saudi Arabia will establish full diplomatic relations. And I made a prediction at our Stake of the Union. We were doing bold predictions. I said there is going to be peace in the Middle East in at the end of the Trump term. And I know that's it's a big lift, but yesterday it began.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job. Do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
Yeah, he's right on that.
The Gaza Strip is uninhabitable right now. It's going to take 10 to 15 years, if that early, to rebuild that. Until you got unexploded ordnance, you have buildings that are unsafe to live in. They have to be all have to be brought down. You have that tunnel network underneath it. It's just a mess. And Trump said by when he's done, this might be the Riviera of the Middle East.
I think the potential in the Gaza Strip is unbelievable. And I think the entire world, representatives from all over the world, will be there and they'll live there. Palestinians also. Palestinians will live there. Many people will live there. But they've tried the other, and they've tried it for decades and decades and decades. It's not going to work. It didn't work. It will never work. And you have to learn from history. History has... You know, just can't let it keep repeating itself. We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy. But the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent. But more importantly than that is the people that have been absolutely destroyed that live there now can live in peace in a much better situation because they're living in hell. And those people will now be able to live in peace. We'll make sure that it's done world class. It'll be wonderful for the people. Palestinians mostly we're talking about.
Yeah, and so we'll talk more about relocating those Palestinians. The potential downside of the whole thing, also the warning that he gave yesterday to the murder mullahs of Iran, putting them on notice as well.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He's been down in Florida soaking up the sun. I was in northern New York wishing for just an extra degree or two of temperature. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, it's been 80 degrees here every day for the last
Oh, yeah, minutes, fine.
So I'm sorry.
It was -2 up there, Chuck.
Well, you went there out of your own choice?
Yeah, well, because you failed to invite me.
Oh, okay. That's not to deflect then at that case.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. We're looking at the Beltway.
He didn't deny it.
That's true. That's true. What the hell? What am I going to say? He knows he's invited. Not. The Beltway at 83 with the lanes open right here as you're coming through that area. The rest of the Beltway looks good early, just a minor buildup. Outer Loop West side, of course, right around I-70. JFX is very quiet as well. We're doing okay at both the tunnels and then 95 through the ramps at 395 and Russell Street. Those lanes are open. If you take the ramp from Russell Street south, the BW Parkway is clear. They're just now beginning to set up the construction. Hartford County heads up 95 north at Route 24. Wait a minute, I got a cough.
Make sure you turn your head to the side.
Yeah. Turn my head inside.
Turn your head to the side.
Oh, I thought you said turn my head inside. Kind of hard to do. Now I'll finish. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast. A few light snow showers possible late this afternoon, 37. Then a winter weather advisory in effect tonight. Thursday morning, a mixture of maybe freezing rain, sleet, snow possible, changing over to rain. Tomorrow's high 45. Right now we're 30 in Columbia, 32 in Annapolis. In time for some one-liner news, Chairman Joe Biden has signed with the talent agency CAA,
yes,
the Creative Artists Agency. Apparently his first project will be starring in Grumpy Old Men 3.
Yes.
But wait, there's news about Chairman Joe.
Joe Biden has signed with the legendary talent agency CAA. Now the former president is available to star in TV commercials for any product, like insurance.
Here's the deal. It's a bundle-rooski, man. No joke. Ask Jake from State Farm. I call him Corn Pop.
Joe Biden makes a swell spokesperson for shampoo.
And his head's Head and Shoulders, Jack. Come here, kid. Come closer, kid. Let me smell your hair.
Oh, yeah. And Joe Biden is the perfect pitch man for infomercials.
It's Flex Seal, man. Stops leaks. So spray some on my skivvies. Come on, man. We made a robot with some screen door, man. Come on.
Call CAA today and make Joe Biden the public face of your company.
I'm Joe Biden. I reprove this message. Parentheses and paragraph smile.
Did you see Trump's reaction when he was at the press conference?
You're kidding me.
He looked at it and said, what? Basically, he's got bigger problems than that.
Wow.
But I wish him luck.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a book deal or something? Maybe they're dropping a book? Because he's not an actor.
No, he is.
And
he wouldn't remember his lines, let's put it that way.
Exactly.
I mean, shooting a movie with him would be excruciating because right. you'd have to have him on prompter, and chances are it wouldn't stick with the prompter.
There's one movie I'd like to put him in, and that's with Alec Baldwin. Just saying. State Farm Insurance is raising insurance premiums in California by nearly 25%.
Wow.
So if those Bundle Roosty commercials come on there, they're going to throw bricks at the television. Authorities in Italy claim that Donald Trump Jr. illegally shot and killed a protected species of duck while hunting at a lagoon near Venice. He apparently was dressed as Elmer Fudd. That was his first giveaway. Bird flu has come to the Waffle House. You see the breakfast chain now, a 50-cent surcharge on all egg-based menu items. So your hangover cure just got more expensive, folks.
Yeah.
TV ratings for Sunday's Grammy Awards down 9% from last year. That's right. Kanye's wife's clothes were 100% off.
That was not good.
You know, they put it up against that ratings powerhouse, the NFL Pro Games. No wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so many people said, oh, gosh, I got to see that one.
What a choice that was.
Yeah.
The Grammys versus the Grabbies. Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy have both cleared their respective Senate committees and are expected to be confirmed for their cabinet posts. If Tulsi waited any longer, the rest of her hair would turn gray.
Nice. That's nice.
Hey, look, they're all going to get confirmed. Yeah. After all this, I tell you, this is a GOP unity is amazing here.
Yeah, it really is. And it's kind of fun to watch because you contrast this with what happened 4 years ago, and you can see exactly how partisan the Democrats really are.
Yeah.
They really are. If you compare this to 4 years ago and what was happening then, by and large, the GOP went along with Biden's selection, saying he's the president, he deserves to have the cabinet.
Including most of the rhinos. Yeah. Fetterman was the only one that voted for Bondi last night, the only Democrat. By the way, the Boarding Passions, new poll out on the most romantic airports in America. Four of the five located in Florida.
Hmm.
Wow. Yeah. So our very own Casanova, Johnson. Chuck, see if you can get the rankings right. Now, I'll tell you, O'Hare at Chicago is number five. But starting with
romantic?
Number four, all the way, romantic airports. BWI finished number 31, by the way.
Okay.
Thurgood Marshall. So what airports, Chuck, do you find to be the most romantic? See if you can get them in the proper order.
Well, I don't know if I get them in proper order. It has to be Tampa, St. Peter's.
Yes, number four is Tampa. See, I knew you'd be right on this.
I would say Orlando.
Number two.
Okay. West Palm.
Number one.
Fort Myers.
No, Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International is number three.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the four.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
What makes an airport romantic?
You find love there, I guess. Maybe it's people meet there on dating apps and so on and so forth. And maybe
there's a lot of bags there.
There are restaurants and bars. Yeah. You've got a place where you can date. You take a date too.
Look, way back in high school, a big date was to take your girlfriend to the airport and run from departure to departure so you could pretend to kiss her goodbye.
Single travelers are saying that's the reason why, that they find them to be most romantic. All right, Chuck, good job, buddy. See you. And a couple appreciate that.
Right,
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, more on the Gaza Strip and Trump's warning to the murder mullahs of Iran. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar. Buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of a minor wreck, and I'm looking now at the beltway here at Delaney Valley Road between York Road, Delaney Valley, and Providence. If it's there, I don't see it. I haven't seen any impact yet. Looks like everybody's moving okay. So we'll wait, maybe get an update here shortly from the state police. But again, on the top side, right around Delaney Valley Road, you may have some flashing lights arriving there. Both the tunnels still in good shape. Traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel without any problems. And we're shifting over with the camera over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All is well on both sides of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Weather Channel says we got a few light snow showers possible later this afternoon, 37. Then winter weather advisory in effect for this evening into tomorrow morning. Make sure freezing rain, sleet, snow is possible, changing over to rain by tomorrow because it'll be 45. Right now, 30 and in the city, 29 in Bel Air. And so what about the Palestinians that you can't live in Gaza? It's just uninhabitable. It's a barren wasteland now. It's a demolition site. It's a bombed out nothing. There's nothing there. There are no services. There are no buildings. There's nothing. No power. And so you got to relocate the Palestinians. Yeah. President Trump talked about that yesterday.
How many people are you thinking about?
All of them. I mean, we're talking about probably 1.7 million people, 1.7 million, maybe 1.8 million. But I think all of them, I think they'll be resettled in areas where they can live a beautiful life and not be worried about dying every day.
So the issue really is, what is the downside? Well, nobody really wants the Palestinians, because everywhere they go, they've been kicked out. I mean, Jordan, Egypt, even Saudi Arabia basically confirmed that they don't really care about establishing a Palestinian state. Because,
yeah, they see them as disruptive to their cultures.
Yeah.
They see them as a threat.
Right. So the question then is, you know, if all these people say no, but Trump believes that eventually the King of Jordan and the General President of Egypt and others will eventually come along. Because let's face it, whatever has been the last 50 years has not worked at all. Nothing. They've tried peace talks. They've tried. Clinton tried, of course. Remember, Carter tried. Everybody tried. Israel, United States. Nothing has worked in that part of the world. So this is out of the box. Granted, it's got some downside. It's going to take a while to get this thing done. Where's the money coming from? I don't want U.S. tax dollars building Gaza. So Trump says it's going to be private money, private investors. They're going to sign on to this thing. Mm-hmm. If he's going to make it the Riviera of the Middle East or whoever.
Well, the only question is, how do you make it secure?
Yes.
For those people who are going to come into the building. Because, look, the money is there, and truly, apparently it's a gorgeous physical location.
Yes, it is.
It's just that what Hamas has done is to spend all of their money building tunnels and buying munitions and not building the property that they have. It could be literally the Riviera of that part of the world. It could be just spectacular.
Well, security is the key. And once you, let's say you do successfully build it, what happens once it's built? Is it not going to be a target for terrorist attacks, unless, of course, you completely annihilate Hamas, unless Iran is dismantled. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the region. And then you got to deal with some of this Islamic fundamentalist ideology that just hates the West to begin with. As to Iran, Trump was asked by Peter Doocy yesterday what would happen. If they were successful in their assassination attempts, how are you dealing with that? What do you propose to do?
That would be a terrible thing for them to do, not because of me. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left.
Yeah. So he's left instructions. If they take me out, take them out. That's his last will and testament.
I actually don't think the instructions are necessary. If a foreign power were to assassinate a U.S. president, I think that the U.S. citizens would demand immediate and massive retribution.
Yeah. Executive order yesterday, Trump ratcheting up maximum pressure on Iran once again.
I also took action to restore a maximum pressure policy on the Iranian regime. And we will once again enforce the most aggressive possible sanctions, drive Iranian oil exports to zero, and diminish the regime's capacity to fund terror throughout the region and throughout the world.
Yeah. And he vowed once again that the murder mullahs of Iran will never get a nuclear weapon.
They cannot have a nuclear weapon. With me, it's very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. We don't want to be tough on Iran. We don't want to be tough on anybody.
So then the question, because Bibi wants to strike first, because he doesn't think Iran is cheating, so then will Trump work with Bibi? And Bibi was very, very complimentary of him yesterday. We'll hear more of that in the MAGA update. But will they take Iran out first? Will they take the nukes out first with U.S. Help? Because Trump does not want to start a foreign war. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this is done.
Yeah, and whether or not it can be done. Look, the Israelis have the capacity to take them out, particularly if we just simply, you know, nudge, wink, wink, and let them use one of our bunker busters. They'll be able to take out the nuclear program at the drop of a hat. More on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. And Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it is a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. Both have great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500. or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy sliming Elon Musk and the Trump administration. It's time for news headlines. 6:30, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Atwater County Police investigating the shooting death of a 24-year-old man in Severn. Victim identified as Caron Can. He was found with a gunshot wound on Monday night lying outside a home in the 1700 block of Sea Pine Circle. Can was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the shooting was targeted and not a random act of violence. Teenager is hurt after a shooting in northeast Baltimore. Officers found the 17-year-old boy with gunshot wounds at around 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, the 5700 block of Northwood Drive. He was taken to a hospital in unknown condition. Investigators believe the victim was shot inside a home in the 1100 block of East Belvedere Avenue, ran to Northwood Drive, where he was found. Arguments over pausing President Trump's order looking to end birthright citizenship were heard in federal court yesterday morning. The executive order last month was put on hold after almost half of the states tried to stop it and sued. The arguments come from a suit from immigrant rights advocacy groups and five pregnant undocumented women, along with the 22 states with Democrat attorneys general looking to stop the order. 18 Republican attorneys general are joining a suit to defend Trump's plan. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown, part of a coalition of 19 other AGs, seeking more answers from the FBI Director Kash Patel. The AGs sent a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chuck Grassley, asking him to require Patel to appear again before the committee. Request follows reports about possible politically motivated firings of FBI agents involved in investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitals. That's the U.S. Capitol riots, rather. Pick 3 lottery last night was 835. Pick 4, 8733. And next, it's WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
6:33 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
Getting a report there might be a wreck now. The information is just coming in. 95 in the area. It'll be close to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. So we're just waiting. More equipment now is heading that way. So we'll keep an ear on that. And in the meantime, if you're traveling between White Marsh Boulevard and the Harford County line, just a heads up, some flashing lights will be arriving there. They didn't find anything, by the way, on the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road. Apparently that was unfounded. That section of the Beltway is good. A little more traffic, very minor delays, a little heavier traffic on the approaches south to both the harbor tunnels. Capitol Beltway with the normal delays around to the Mormon Temple. And we're good through Annapolis coming off the Bay Bridge with the lanes open headed west towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon. 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads. Changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the debate rages on. Chiefs owner Clark Hunt wading into the issue of NFL favoritism towards Kansas City. On the Rich Eisen show yesterday, Hunt rejected the notion.
It's something we don't take very seriously. I think, you know, depending on what stats you want to look at, you could come up with any conclusion. There's certainly some stats that show us as one of the most penalized teams over the last 7 or 8 years. And I think it's only natural that you start having these kind of conversations when a team has a lot of success.
But the plot thickens. On the Truth Keeper podcast yesterday, not so fast, said former NFL receiver Terrell Owens.
I wouldn't bet against the Chiefs, like I said, and with the refs. I just, honestly, with all the calls.
I've been talking about the refs too. They think like they can't hear.
Bro, it's crazy. Because I played the game, man. I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at all these calls that they're just, that's benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs.
The debate rages on. Interest in the NFL's All-Star festivities at the Pro Bowl continue to wane. This year's Pro Bowl, or Pro Bowl Games, or whatever they call it now, Hunger Games, who knows, averaged just 4.7 million viewers across the Disney platform, the lowest audience ever for the game. That's an 18% decline from last year and a nearly 30% decline from 2 years ago. Remember when they used to have the College All-Star Game? Now, that was something. Last one was played back in 1976. And by the way, the College All-Stars beat the Packers 1 year in 1963. Pitchers and catchers are now 1 week away from reporting to Sarasota as the sweet sounds of baseball spring almost are upon us. And with that, optimism abounds. Orioles GM Mike Elias on what he sees when he looks at the Birds roster in 2025.
I think that we have a lot of depth, a lot of options. I feel really secure that, you always expect some level of injury. But, if we don't get anything kind of beyond the norm, I think we have good quality pitching to get us through the season.
On the ice last night, the Caps welcomed the Panthers to Capital One Arena. It was 4-3 Caps with less than 2 minutes to play, with the Panthers on the attack.
Carefully feeds it back. Behind the cage, working up top. Verhaeghe broke a stick in half. Protas to the empty net. Yes, sir!
Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Protas, an empty netter, made it 5-3. Oviatt in an empty netter with 1 second to play, and the Caps roll 6-3 over Florida. Big-time lacrosse at United Stadium yesterday. Eighth-ranked Hopkins with their second top 20 win of the week, edging Towson 11-10 the final. Sophomore Hunter Chavette with a hat trick to lead the Jays. Redshirt freshman Ronan Fitzpatrick in his second career game, 5 goals for the Tigers. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the NFL changes its tune.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
So much to unpack here in so little time, so I understand this. Two things. Number one, Super Bowl 59. You know how they have the white end line in the back of the end zone?
Right.
And you know how the NFL has put a message back there? Well, the message for the last 3 or 4 years has been end racism.
Right.
Every Super Bowl has had that message since 2021. Not Sunday. They're changing the message from end racism, because apparently racism has ended, to choose love. And you may have noticed that on some players' helmets.
Yes.
On the back of the helmets.
I thought it meant Courtney.
Well, maybe it did for some.
I know.
Maybe for the Buffalo Bills it did.
It could be.
But anyway, so that's number one. You'll see choose love,
right?
But the other thing was the DEI comments that Roger Goodell made the other day. And I played them yesterday. I'll play them again later. But so he said that DEI has benefited the NFL everywhere except between the lines, guys. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it hasn't benefited. Well, obviously the commissioner's spot has not been DEI.
No.
Neither has the major ownership groups of the NFL. They usually have a minority, like Magic Johnson with the Redskins. And then, of course, don't get me started on the Redskins'
name.
Exactly. So DEI is just horrible everywhere it goes.
But here's the point. There's not been one. I can guarantee you this to be 100,000% true.
100,000%.
There has not been one player on an NFL roster that has benefited from DEI. There is not one DEI hire on an NFL roster.
No.
There are 1,696 players in the NFL, and not one got there because DEI.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And so it's hypocritical. hypocritical. If you want to really have DEI, then give a player who doesn't deserve to be there a chance to be there because of DEI.
You mean like a kicker or something?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
To be fair, there are DEI individuals on the field. They're wearing the black and white striped uniform.
Yeah, there's a lot of disabled and elderly.
Yeah,
in the
bad vision.
Officiating.
You know, that's a good point. Actually, you got me on that.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
Goodbye.
6:40. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right, this is fascinating, folks, to hear exactly how the attacks are going. Attacks, most particularly on Elon Musk and on the administration. Senator Chris Murphy, I think in New Jersey, decided that he would go after Elon Musk and the administration because, after all, they're all misogynists and they're all racists. This had to do initially with a guy named Darren Beatty.
Listen, he sounds particularly dangerous. The brazen chauvinism and racism. He also has been a very frequent apologist for the Chinese genocide of Uyghurs. He says that the United States should have no interest in protecting Taiwan, and we should, in fact, hand Taiwan to the Chinese.
And when I hand, of course, well, that's distortions.
By the way, Darren Beatty is the originator of the Revolver, which is the website, which is incredible as far as news, and was one of the few that actually look into J6, and he was the one that
Can't have him around.
Still calling into question the pipe bomb, which the FBI never found the pipe bomb.
Well, what a surprise! I mean, I think they looked very hard to find him. As a matter of fact, Murphy said that, you know, in addition to this guy Beatty, you had this unelected guy who's doing all kinds of really nasty stuff, and he's probably just as racist as the rest of them. Don't forget his Nazi salute.
He has really radical views, but I don't know. They don't seem super different than Elon Musk, who has amplified vicious anti-Semitic information on Twitter, who gave the Heil Hitler salute on Inauguration Day.
Yeah, I mean, really?
So did David Hogg.
Seriously?
At the DNC chair, new vice chair at the DNC over the weekend, he gave a similar type salute.
And as has Hillary Clinton, and as had virtually every politician on the face of the earth, you know, touched their heart and then held their hand up like that. And that's supposed to be, which is what Elon Musk did, that's somehow supposed to be the Nazi salute. This is Elon Musk, a guy who's fought against anti-Semitism for his entire life. But okay, we're going to go ahead and just accept that as kind of the folder all that goes along with being a Democrat nowadays. But then Murphy says, well, don't forget, this is going to be the line of attack, Sean. Don't forget, the entire administration, they're racists.
It seems to be standard that the qualification to serve in the Trump administration is affection for racist and misogynist philosophy. So this guy's dangerous, but there seems to be people like him being peppered throughout Trump's government.
So no matter who you are, if you get fired from the federal government, if you happen to be the appropriate gender or race, then the charge is going to be you were fired because Trump is a racist. Elon Musk is a racist. He's a misogynist. He doesn't want women to succeed, doesn't want blacks to succeed, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, the Democrats don't get it. They still haven't done that deep soul searching of why they lost. So just keep going, because as I said yesterday, the congressional poll has Republicans up by 8 right now. And, of course, a lot can change in 2 years, but if they keep going in this direction, not for them.
You know, something will never change. Matter of fact, there's an underwear question here, but Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delays now. The usual spot, 795, starting down the hill towards I-70 down through Frederick Road. Typical ride. Looks like everybody's moving along, but very slowly already. And then once we cross Route 40 and get down towards Frederick Road, the pace improves, and we're okay down the hill towards 95. The inner loop through Pikesville is doing okay. The Parkville side still clear. It looks like they found the wreck on 95 southbound. Going to be in the area of the Harford County, Baltimore County line. When they got there, they said the vehicles were on the shoulder, but anybody south from Mountain Road could get some brake lights locally in that area. The backup now at the Old Harbor Tunnel is beginning right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Lanes are open, but now it's about a 7, maybe 10-minute delay from the tail end of that. 95 is still clear. Heads up in Catonsville. Crews working on a water main break. There's room to get by. But on Frederick Road, you'll have at least some delays just outside the Beltway, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few perhaps snow showers later this afternoon. 37 winter weather advisory goes in effect tonight through Thursday morning. Mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. Obviously more to the west of the Baltimore metro area in the Panhandle, etc. More snow there. It just depends on that freezing line. I think we're going down about 33 tonight, so it depends on just where that 32 mark hits. Usually it's north and west of 95. They could have some icy stuff, so tomorrow morning might be a mess. It'll change over to rain tomorrow afternoon, 45 the expected high. So right now 28 in Reisterstown, and it's 31 in Millersville.
Quick update on that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Radar showing now. Don't know if it's all hitting the ground, but if you look at the radar, north of Baltimore up to the line, north and west out to Frederick, up towards Bel Air, light snow in the air.
Very good. All right, time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Buddy Bell Johnson.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Sounds good to me.
Another exciting night at Chuck's place.
Yeah.
Just in time.
To my house, we can hang up. We can do everything.
We can waffle, baby.
Damn right. I'll charge you 50 cents extra egg.
Just in time for the most romantic day of the year, Dr. Pepper's adding a new limited edition flavor to the Zero Sugar line, donning a vibrant can designed with roses. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar Cherry Crush, now available only in the UK.
I thought it was four roses.
Yes. Goldfish.
What the hell do roses have to do with Cherry Crush, by the way?
Right.
That's good. Why wouldn't it be decorated with cherries?
Well, because
I know it's bizarre, but
roses is Valentine's Day. If a crush
I see.
Would you like some roses on your can, Bruce?
No, not particularly.
It usually comes at the very end.
Thanks for offering.
For Harry Potter fans, Butterbeer isn't just a drink; it's an experience. First introducing Harry Potter to the Prisoner of Azkaban, the frothy butterscotch meets shortbread concoction has now become a global fan favorite, and now you can get butterbeer flavored goldfish.
Butterbeer.
For your Harry Potter fans. Baltimorean Angel Reese now has her own special at McDonald's, linking up with the WNBA star. The new McDonald's meal with her name on it features all new barbecue, a bacon quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and a drink. Apparently, they thought about her with a McRib. Because she's really good at taking out ribs. Go ask Caitlin Clark.
Yes, yeah, really.
McDonald's is coming back with a Shamrock Shake just in honor of St. Patrick's Day. It's coming up starting at the beginning of March. They've been doing this for a long time now, the Shamrock Shake. Shamrock season,
I like those.
Is here. Okay.
Yeah, I get those every year.
Yeah, it's good stuff, you know, at McDonald's. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, you're loving it. 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot, and you have these Democrats that just, you know. Look, Donald Trump was elected, given a mandate by the people to downsize government, to get our federal spending under control, to reduce our national debt, along with secure our borders and drop inflation and the overall cost of living. And does it, you know, look, Elon Musk is who he tasked with doing that. I know it really rubs Democrats the wrong way.
It rankles them. It rubs the wrong way. In addition to Musk, of course, you have others. Every single nominee so far for Trump's cabinet has made it through. Every single one. Tom Cotton actually spent some time talking about the attacks on Tulsi Gabbard. Of course, she's on the cusp right now. She should receive the official okay within the next day or two, I think.
Well, she passed the Intel Committee, so she's going to have a floor vote.
Yeah, so the floor vote's going to go in her favor, unless, of course, you have Murkowski, Collins, and a couple of others defect from the GOP. Cotton says that's not likely.
I'm dismayed by the attacks on Ms. Gabbard's patriotism and her loyalty to our country. For instance, Hillary Clinton has smeared Ms. Gabbard, calling her an asset of a foreign nation. Let me remind everyone that Ms. Gabbard has served in our Army for more than two decades. She has multiple combat tours, and she still wears the uniform to this day.
He also points out that some of the criticisms of Tulsi Gabbard has been, well, you know, she has these really unconventional views on things. Well, that's frankly, that's part of the point of having her there. If you want somebody with completely conventional views, there'd be no change whatsoever, and you'd end up with more of the same.
Yeah, just go down to the Deep State Department and just pick a name.
Yeah, anybody at all.
Right.
They chose her, or Trump chose her specifically, because she has a different point of view.
I sincerely hope that no one will impugn Ms. Gabbard's patriotism and integrity. I can only laugh at some critics who say that Ms. Gabbard has unconventional views. No doubt she has some unconventional views, like her criticism of Barack Obama's regime change interventions in Egypt and Libya. But guess what? I opposed the disastrous interventions in Egypt and Libya as well.
Yeah, sometimes it's better the devil you know than the one you don't.
No, she's been tagged and smeared with the Russian asset nonsense, just like Trump was. But that's not going to it's not going to work this time. That's for sure. Coming up at the top of the hour, Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation going to join us, talk us about the latest on the birthright citizenship cases before the courts. Don't forget the Best in the Morning Drive, available each and every day. It's at WCBM.com. Check out our Rumble page as well. And it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, Bike Shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MadePro.
MadePro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MadePro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MadePro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MadePro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MadePro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MadePro, your home clean just how you like it.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, we are the Morning Drive. Hans von Spakovsky joins us. The 14th, again, continues to be at play. You now have a lot of state AGs saying, oh, no, we like birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's constitutional.
Yesterday we talked a little bit about five pregnant women that are here in the United States getting ready to drop anchor babies that are suing. They're suing.
Yeah, they came here in order to have their kids be American citizens.
So we got that. Jake Lang, J6er, who's out. He's free. He'll join us at 7:37 this morning.
And Jasmine Crockett goes off again. It's great stuff. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's been an update on the accident scene 95 South in the area around the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Unfortunately, the cameras right there at Mountain Road are out, so we're not getting a visual as to what's going on. But now, with the equipment arriving at the scene, several lanes are blocked. So anybody south from Route 24, if you're coming on at Mountain Road, heads up, you're going to get a delay in that area. And then, of course, the options, if you have to get away from 95, would be Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway down to White Marsh Boulevard, and then come back over to the interstate. Stand by one. Having a problem with my throat this morning for some reason. The Beltway continues to fill in. The
might help if you take that donut out of it.
That's nice. The Beltway West Side. Just ignoring that fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Son of a seven.
Chuck, you're very strange. You're short-haired.
No, I'm sorry.
That was some Western gibberish for you. 795 down to
authentic Western gibberish.
Reverend.
795.
That's what happens.
Gabby Johnson says, Reverend. All right, let me get to the rest of this. 795 to Frederick Road. 895 is backed up towards O'Donnell Street. 95 is slowing now. Both the tunnels heavy on the southbound side. I'm Gabby Johnson with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio, Reverend, 680 WCBM.
Weather. I have something, Cotton, but the good feet store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Goodfeet store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Lost my place for a second. Sorry about that. Weather Channel forecast. A few light snow showers are possible early this morning through this afternoon. 37 tonight. Winter weather advisory goes into effect this evening through tomorrow morning. Mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. 33. Change to rain tomorrow. 45. Right now, 31 in Pasadena. 30 in Parkville. And today, it is the State of the State address. Yeah. Governor Wes Moore will deliver his State of the State around noon, and the GOP response will be delivered by Republican delegate Jason Buckle. And Governor Moore recently said this during a press conference.
It's the largest fiscal crisis in 20 years.
$3 billion structural deficit. All right? According to data from the Maryland Department of Labor, when Governor Moore took office in January of 23, 2 years ago, he's now made room for more than 5,000 new state employees. Compared to Lockdown Larry's first 2 years in office, when state government shrunk by nearly 2,000 employees. So there's a net there of 7,000. The comparison really is striking between Moore and Hogan. When you look at this, when Hogan left, state salaries, wages, and benefits are projected to cost taxpayers $10 billion. Under Governor Moore, that figure has ballooned to $11 billion in 24. And this year, it's expected to be $12 billion. So here is Governor Moore facing some, you know, when he should be penny-pinching, when he should be shrinking the budget. He's growing it. He's expanding state government despite a $3 billion deficit. So, folks, this guy is nothing more than a smiling turtle. You know, he's like Barack Hussein Obama. In fact, he's Maryland's Obama. You know, he'll smile and say one thing and do exactly the opposite. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see how he frames this going forward today in the State of the State. We'll have highlights, lowlights for you tomorrow morning here on the show. Of the State of the State. You can, if you're interested, you can watch it on live at MPT, or I think they have another broadcast tonight around 6 if you want to see it on MPT.
Yeah, to watch this go down is going to be a fascinating process. How do you justify continuing to grow the government when you can't pay your bills?
And then put all these fees and increases in permitting and so on and so forth, and this new this delivery fee, 75 cents on everything delivered to your home, the middle class gets hit once again. Why? So the Democrats in this state can grow government, just like they do at the federal level. And so what we need is a doge from Maryland. That's what we need.
I wonder about the constitutionality, by the way. I always have. About the idea of we're going to put a fee on top of a service you've already paid for. This is not a government service. This is not a state government service. If UPS ships you something, why does the state have the legal right to put a fee on this? If you buy something from Amazon, why does the state have the legal right to say, we're going to charge you 75 cents extra this package?
Because,
and how do they tabulate that, Sean?
Because they're using state roads in order to do that.
But wait a minute. Yeah. How do they tabulate it? Yeah. Do they go to the Amazon warehouse? I mean, and seriously, do they sit inside the U.S. Post Office cars
and trucks? I think you got to self-report it. It's self-collected or whatever. whatever the case may be. 659, Rescue wants me to remind you that it's a heart month during the month of February. Let's take better care of our hearts. We start with omega-3s. These are essential fatty acids that have been known to help reduce cholesterol, the bad stuff, the triglycerides, reduce chronic inflammation, which makes it harder for your heart to work, again, especially with that belly fat. So omega-3s right now, everything in the Rescue line, you can buy one, get one free. All you have to do is use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50, OMEGA50, and you can order yours today, any of the omega-3 line, be it liquid, be it large capsule or small gel capsule, at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can order online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And don't forget that coupon code OMEGA50 to buy one, get one free.
Hans von Spakovsky comes up 5 minutes right now. The 14th Amendment. Should you be able to come here and just drop a kid and that kid's American?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is yet another Trump bombshell setting off discussion and debate worldwide. President Trump proposes moving the Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip and redeveloping the land.
In a remarkable declaration, the president said the U.S. should take ownership of the Palestinians' homeland.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
He claimed there's broad support for his redevelopment plan.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea.
The president offered no specifics on where Palestinians would be permanently resettled, and he refused to rule out deploying U.S. troops to secure Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's currency plunging to a record low against the dollar after President Trump restarted his maximum pressure campaign against Tehran over its nuclear program. In its drive to improve government oversight and accountability, the Trump administration is pulling almost all U.S. AID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide. Going forward, the agency's work may be taken up by the State Department. The Senate has confirmed Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the lone Democrat, joined with the Republicans in confirming Bondi, the former Florida AG. Deadly shooting last night at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. One person killed, five others wounded, the suspect still at large.
New Albany Police Chief Greg Jones describes the incident as a targeted type of attack. Chief Jones also says officials don't believe the suspect poses a general threat to the public. The shooting took place just before 11 p.m. local time.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 50 points. NASDAQ futures 176 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, the following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There are delays on 95 South coming down from Harford County this morning. The accident, we had a text come in from Paul. One of our listeners said he went by and the left-hand lane was affected. Harford County, Baltimore County line. We can see traffic at the camera at Joppa Road. South of there, traffic is coming south. So some lanes are getting by, but if you're south of Mountain Road, you have to be prepared for that delay. You have Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway, to get around that. There's a new wreck in Howard County, eastbound Route 32, approaching I-95. It looks like only the left-hand lane is open there. Pretty quick backup as you're traveling east. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, blocking the left-hand lane outer loop near the ramp at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon. 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads. Changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's exactly freezing in Aberdeen, 32 degrees. Ellicott City also 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and here's the news. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will move into Maryland overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning. Baltimore, most of central Maryland, and parts of the eastern shore are under winter weather advisories. Further west, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties will be under an ice storm warning. Forecasters warn power outages and tree damage likely due to the ice in those areas. They say travels in parts of western Maryland could be nearly impossible. Maryland residents getting a chance to see what the new Francis Scott Key Bridge is going to look like. Wes Moore joined other state officials at the Trade Point Atlantic to unveil the design for the rebuild of the bridge. It'll replace the bridge that collapsed last March after it was struck by a large cargo ship. Police identifying the victim of a weekend shooting in southeast Baltimore. Troy Cavanaugh was found with multiple gunshot wounds to the upper body Sunday afternoon in the 2500 block of Biddle Street. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Investigation ongoing. There have been 14 homicides so far in Baltimore this year. Last year, there were 17. So that's marginal progress. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Louder than Earth, your pick 3, 835. Your pick 4, 8733. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, this was Mike Elias last week talking about his efforts to bolster the Orioles roster ahead of spring training.
We still have the opportunity to explore additions if we can find them, and we'll be doing that the next couple of weeks.
That's exactly what they did yesterday, agreeing to terms with outfielder Ramon Laureano on a one-year deal. The seven-year veteran hit .259 with 11 homers, 33 runs batted in, 98 games last year with the Guardians and the Braves. His defense is the issue. It's good, actually. It's a plus. 49 outfield assists since he debuted in 2018. That is the fifth most in MLB in that span. Caps and Panthers last night in D.C. tied 1-1 with the Caps shorthanded early in the second.
Ekblad to the interior, deflected aside by Wilson. It's a shorthanded break for Protas. Protas, backhand pass, score! Wilson jams it home!
Man, you gotta love a good shorthander. Joe B with the call on Monumental. What a season for Tom Wilson. Goal number 22 for the 12-year vet. Caps roll 6-3 over the Panthers. And finally, the 34-year-old son of NBA great Michael Jordan was arrested early yesterday in Central Florida on a misdemeanor drug charge after police officers found his car, listen to this, stuck on railroad tracks minutes before a commuter train was scheduled to pass. Marcus Jordan survived, was charged with possession of cocaine and resisting an officer without violence, was released on $4,000 bond. Coming up at 7:35, season ticket refunds in Dallas. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two on our Newsmaker hotline to kick us off here is the senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese, the Third Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning, Hans.
Good morning. Well, thanks for having me back, guys.
It is our pleasure. So we got five pregnant women that are suing the Trump administration over the birthright citizenship executive order. My question is, how do any of these women have standing?
Well, in fact, if they are in the United States illegally, if they are in the United States legally, but they are aliens temporarily here, they can sue. But if this gets to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court rules the way it should, they will lose. And that's because everyone out there who says we have birthright citizenship in this country is wrong. That is not what the language of the 14th Amendment says, and that is not the way the sponsors of that bill, when it was first passed in Congress, that's not what they meant for it to do.
Yeah, the history, legislative history, and you can go back on that, Shirley Hans, and I'm sure you have, and take a look at the debates at the time, shows right. that Congress intended that the 14th would eliminate permanent race-based barriers for citizenship. It was all about right. making sure that former slaves could not be treated any way other than equal to white folks when it came to the vote and it came to citizenship. They couldn't be someone made into a citizen's light, and it's been perverted over time to mean somehow that, no, if you simply drop a baby while you're here visiting, that child is now an American citizen. But that's specifically what they said would not happen at the time.
No, that is right. And look, in 1872, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision in a case. This is a famous slaughterhouse case. It's 1872. That's very shortly after the 14th Amendment was ratified. There is a statement in that Supreme Court case in which they say that the Citizenship Clause in the 14th Amendment excludes, and here's the quote, children of ministers, consuls, and citizens or subjects of foreign states born within the United States. How could you get clearer than that? This was confirmed, by the way, about 10 years later, in another Supreme Court case. This was called Elk v. Wilkins.
Yeah.
And that one, a U.S., an American Indian, sued the government saying, hey, I was born in the United States, therefore I am a U.S. citizen. And you know what the U.S. Supreme Court said? No, you are not a U.S. citizen. Why? You owe your tribal, your political allegiance to your tribal government. Same way that a German tourist owes her political allegiance to the German government. Therefore, you are not a citizen. American Indians didn't become citizens of the U.S. till 1924 when Congress passed the Indian Citizenship Act. But the point is, if just being born in the U.S. made you a citizen, there would never have been a need to pass that law in the 1920s. So, again, it's just a misinterpretation today, one that the federal government has been doing. It looks like from about the time of the Roosevelt administration, mm-hmm. that's when all of a sudden they started saying, oh, well, if you're born in the U.S., we'll give you a U.S. passport. But that's not the original meaning of the law.
Yeah. Hans, got 30 seconds left. When does the Supreme Court, do you anticipate they would get this case, take this case, et cetera?
I think there'll be an accelerated hearing on this and all the different lawsuits have been filed. I wouldn't be surprised if they get it, the case in their hands by the end of this year.
Very good. Senior fellow over at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Thanks so much, Hans. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Hans. Appreciate the
time. Thanks for having me.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Gabby Johnson.
Thank you. And good morning. Reverend. Is the sheriff coming? The sheriff's coming. Remember he was up on that roof? Oh, my. Forget that. 95 South. The accident now at After Mountain Road, Harford County, Baltimore County line on the shoulder. So that's going to ease up a little bit. The problem is now northbound, that construction area that they do every day in rush hour is causing problems after Route 24. Very slow there, almost a mile back up on the northbound side. Howard County, the wreck, eastbound Route 32 at I-95. Last report, only the left-hand lane was open and a big delay on the Capitol Beltway. Two of the lanes blocked now. Outer loop at Route 450 in Prince George's County. Delays are going back towards Route 214, and that's another big delay there. Some slowing, but nothing out of the ordinary at both the Harbor Tunnels. Typical ride, lanes open, and all the normal delays in and around the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast. We got some light snow showers possible all the way through this afternoon. 37 then tonight. It gets interesting. Winter weather advisory in effect through tomorrow morning. A mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow possible, depending upon where that freezing line demarcation is. It'll change over to rain tomorrow, 45. Tonight, we're down to 33, so you can see it'll be very, very close here. 31 right now in Dundalk, 32 in Stevensville. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, indeed. And yesterday, the White House released a video with Caroline Leavitt touting the accomplishments and achievements of Trump just within his first couple of weeks.
We are 2 weeks in, and President Trump is already delivering big wins for the American people. Let's go through the facts. On the border, President Trump declared a national emergency, deployed the military, ended catch and release, and reinstated Remain in Mexico. And already, illegal crossings are down 95%. We are resuming construction of the border wall, and Colombia's president is now offering his own plane for deportation of illegal Colombian immigrants. On the economy and energy, President Trump unleashed American energy, declared a national energy emergency, and killed Joe Biden's radical electric vehicle mandate. Wall Street is booming, AI investments skyrocketed to $500 billion, and there's $20 billion flowing into U.S. data centers across our country. President Trump is restoring law and order. He labeled the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and he is deporting criminal illegal aliens, and he signed the Laken and Riley Act into law. Draining the swamp, President Trump signed more than 45 executive orders. DEI has been purged from the government and our military, and lazy federal workers have been ordered back to the office. And when it comes to free speech and transparency, President Trump took 12 times more press questions than Joe Biden did in a week, reinstated 440 silenced journalists to the press room, and ended government censorship. Promises made, promises kept, and we're just getting started.
Woo. Wow. Making your head spin, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. And if that's not enough, the president is preparing to shut down the woke Department of Education as math and reading scores have plummeted to new stunning lows.
We're ranked number one in cost per pupil, so we spend more per pupil than any other country in the world, and we're ranked at the bottom of the list. We're ranked very badly. And what I want to do is let the states run schools. I believe strongly in school choice, but in addition to that, I want the states to run schools, and I want Linda to put herself out of a job.
Linda's Linda McMahon, the Secretary of the Education. So, yeah, that looks like it could be the national. That may go the way of the USAID before all is said and done.
Well, I think, look, it's amazing, this USAID thing. They're actually having a cow over there, the idea that somebody's going to actually look at the books and look at what they've been funding. This is causing heart palpitations in the USAID.
Because it's their slush fund. This is the Democrat slush fund. To, you know, they pass out American tax dollars like candy to a baby.
Yeah, things like, a gay theater in Uganda. This kind of nonsense. We're paying for this.
Super Bowl 2025. The president expected to become the first sitting president to attend the game. The White House has confirmed the visit. Question, who do you think gets more camera time, the president or Tay-Tay?
I think Tay-Tay.
Yeah, that's what the NFL. That's the reason why they favor the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Not because they want them to win. They just want Tay-Tay in the shot. Trump's draining the bureaucratic swamp continues. Nearly all USAID staff put on leave in addition to mass layoffs. The EPA house cleaning has begun. Under Lee Zeldin, 1,000 bureaucrats got termination notices through the mail. The FBI turned over names of 5,000 employees who worked on J6 cases. This comes after officials are suing. The FBI agents are suing to block the DOJ from accessing the list of that agent. The Trump administration is planning widespread federal layoffs as the swamp draining is kicking into high gear. Oh, here's good news. Elon Musk's Doge workers have been spotted at FBI headquarters.
CIA, they've told every single CIA employee, guess what? You can leave if you want.
Yeah, they've offered buyouts.
Buyouts to all of you.
To the entire workforce. 8,000 people at the CIA, 8 months' pay and benefits package. Right now, only 20,000 federal workers have taken the buyout so far. That's a really low figure. As to the cabinet, good news. Pam Bondi fully confirmed as Attorney General last night, 54-46. Fetterman joining the Republicans in voting for her. Tulsi and RFK Jr. advance following committee votes. Cash Patel vote likely next week. It looks at this point, unless there's a last-minute defector, the entire Trump cabinet nominees are going to get through after a lot of people were predicting doom and gloom. Trump Interior Secretary Doug Burgum already revoking the Biden climate change rules that blocked drilling for energy. And China wants to play games with the retaliatory tariffs. Well, here's one for you. United States Postal Service has suspended all package deliveries from China and Hong Kong. Letters are still getting through, but if you ordered something from China or Hong Kong, it ain't getting here. Not in the...
Bye-bye, Timu.
Not in the near term, anyway. All right, there you have it. 17 days of the golden age of America in the books.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
We're down towards Annapolis, and we're doing fine. Most of the traffic westbound in the morning from Route 8 at Stevensville across the main span through the area just around Whitehall Road over towards the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Not too bad right now. Building traffic I-97 south after the ramps at Route 32. Still working on the wreck. Howard County eastbound Route 32 at I-95. Earlier, only the left-hand lane was open there. There's a new wreck in Montgomery County. Tractor trailer, at least three other vehicles involved, northbound on Interstate 270 and State Road 121. Traffic north from the Capitol Beltway heads up for that. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is in Prince George's County on the outer loop at 450. Last report, still blocking the two inside lanes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few snow showers possible now through this afternoon, 37 tonight into tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisory is in effect, and 33 for the low tonight. And then you can see that's right at the right around the freezing mark. So we could get freezing rain, sleet, snow possible more to the north and west of the suburbs of the Baltimore Metro. Should change over to rain by tomorrow afternoon, 45. Right now, it is 30 in Dundalk, and it is 31 in Middle River. At 7:25, you're up to date here on the morning drive. Linda is in Pasadena.
Morning, Linda.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. I have two quick things. First of all, my husband is took the buyout, and he's going to retire. He's like 2 months short of it, but he went ahead and took the buyout. But it's surprising. I have two topics, but he's looking at all the emails and all the Democrat politicians and prosecutors saying it's a smear, don't trust it, and all that. The second thing...
Yeah, that includes Attorney General Anthony Brown of Maryland, who is trying to be the skunk at the party.
It's ridiculous, but it's legal, and I think they're sending a lot of wrong information to people thinking that, you know, it's this, you know, they're going to be deceptive. And it's not. It's legal. The second thing is, I work in the Anne Arundel County school system.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is about the DEI. When all this came up, the emails coming out, seems like more emails are coming out to say that they're going to still support DEI. And one email, it was particularly I was very upset with, was by Stuart Pittman, who sent an email out, and then he said that President Trump, hoping he would be compassionate, and then also mentioning Elon Musk and how he has all this money and how he's cutting it when he has $230 billion or whatever the amount is. It just seems like they're very biased, and I just find it very upsetting that how, you know, being a Republican, being a conservative, that they can send these emails out, you know, stating how they're going to continue with the DEI program. And now they're also going to develop a committee, and they're asking people to join to help strengthen the DEI program. The whole being in this system is irritating, but I need a job, right, and so forth.
Yep, I understood.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. The executive order the president signed on DEI applies to federal agencies, to federal government, not to state government, not to Anne Arundel County Public Schools. That being said, if you are receiving federal funding from the Department of Education, which I suspect and Arundel County Public Schools are, then you risk that federal funding if you continue on with the DEI stuff. So that is Stuart Pittman apparently doesn't get that, doesn't understand that. He did walk back his stuff about not cooperating with ICE to some extent recently, saying that they would follow the law. So
he did send that out, and he also sent a guidelines for all the employees in Anne Arundel County how we should approach that. But it's just so incredible.
Yeah, did he send guidelines out as to whether people should be warned if they're second or rapists or criminals in classrooms?
No, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Right, of course not.
It is so biased, and it's just so frustrating. It's just so frustrating.
Well, all I can say is just hang in there, Linda, and because better days are coming.
Yep.
And
I know. That's what my husband said. It's all going to be gone.
Yep. Better days are coming. It's going to take a while. But
yeah.
The Democrats are in disarray, and the chaos and disorder is wreaking havoc with their ability to fight back. And I think this is going to be a very interesting run here over the next 2 years. But listen, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.
And thanks for being in the school system and trying to help our kids in Anne Arundel County. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling available for you should you ever need them. Bruce and I have used them for electrical purposes, for HVAC purposes, and they bring that commitment to service, excellence, and dedication, whether it's for wiring inside or external, if you need landscape wiring, whatever it is. Plus now, you want to make sure that your heating, your forced air system, your heat pump, or even your air conditioning, I know that's a nice thought coming up here in a couple of months, you want to make sure that your system is operating, number one, properly, number two, efficiently. There's two big reasons. One is that it's working, but it's costing you a ton of money to work. And secondly is to make sure that you're getting the most out of your system. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, to schedule your maintenance visit or for more information for electrical or HVAC or timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, we'll visit and get an update from J6er Jake Lang, 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Anne Arundel County Police investigating the shooting death of a 24-year-old man in Severn. Victim identified as Caron Can. He was found with gunshot wounds Monday night, lying outside a home in the 1700 block of Sea Pine Circle. Can was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the shooting was targeted and not a random act of violence. Teenager hurt after a shooting in northeast Baltimore. Officers found the 17-year-old boy with gunshot wounds at around 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, the 5700 block of Northward Drive. Taken to a hospital, unknown conditions. Investigators believe the victim was shot inside a home in the 1100 block of East Belvedere Avenue, ran to Northward Drive, where he was found. Arguments over pausing President Trump's order looking to end birthright citizenship were heard in federal court yesterday. The executive order last month was put on hold after almost half the states sued to try to prevent it from happening. The federal government's arguments came from a suit from immigrant rights advocacy groups and five pregnant, undocumented women, all of whom choose to have their children here in the United States. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown is part of a coalition of 19 other AGs seeking more answers from FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. The AG sent a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley asking him to require Patel to appear again before the committee. It's 7:31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, traffic and weather on the threes all coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three lottery number from last night was 835. Your pick four, 8733. And now it's 733. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on threes.
The backup is eased up just a bit, but the construction is still there. Hartford County, northbound 95 after Route 24. So up around the 76-mile marker going north towards the Hartford County area. And eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. Going to be a little slow in that construction area. 95 South had the wreck earlier, was on the shoulder. After Mountain Road, I think we've recovered there. The cameras are out in that area this morning. Beltway with the normal delays. Parkville side, the inner loop through Greenspring is slow. The west side, yeah, it's all the normal stuff. 795 down through Frederick Road, the southwest side of the Beltway coming up from I-97. Looks good. JFX has been running okay with a little more traffic now between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon. 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads. Changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song. Get your max tax refund guaranteed, and new customers get $100 to switch. Don't miss the boat. Book an appointment with experts today. Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Under the bright lights of the Super Bowl, hypocrisy gets exposed, and so it was that the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, took to the mic on Monday, talking about the league's DEI efforts.
I believe that our diversity efforts have led to making the NFL better. It's attracted better talent.
Everywhere except on the field. Not including practice squad players, there are 1,696 players in the NFL, and not one of them was a DEI hire. 59% of the players are black, 40.6% of the players are white. That's not equitable. 0.4% of the players are Hispanic, while the U.S. population is 19.5% Hispanic. That doesn't sound equitable. If DEI doesn't work everywhere, then it doesn't work anywhere. Moving on, Birds have a crowded starting pitching staff as they begin to gather in Sarasota next week. No less than six viable candidates for the five rotation spots, with at least two more arms at the ready in AAA. A wild card for the Birds is the Japanese import Tomoyuki Sugano. Orioles special advisor Adam Jones has faced Sugano.
Well, yes, I faced him in the WBC, and he was dirty. He was dirty. Obviously, I mean, WBC was 2007, so that's some time ago. But if you look at his numbers, he's been consistent his entire career. Although he's older, he's still been consistent. He's not the strikeout guy he was early in his career, but he's still consistent. He doesn't give up big contact over in Japan, and he played in one of the smallest ballparks on earth in the Tokyo Dome.
Sugano, now 35 years old, the right-hander with 136 career wins, a 2.43 ERA in Japan. Maryland made it official yesterday, announcing Pep Hamilton as their new offensive coordinator. Hamilton brings 25 years of coaching experience with him to College Park, has worked for eight different NFL teams and quarterbacks, including Justin Herbert and Andrew Luck. Hamilton's son Jackson is a Maryland quarterback recruit who will join the Terps in the fall. Two men who were believed to have ties to a string of burglaries in the U.S., including at the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, were arrested on Tuesday, officials announced. Dmitry Nijinsky and Juan Villar were charged with conspiracy to receive stolen property related to their purchasing of stolen goods that traveled across state lines. So, in other words, fencing. The two men will be arraigned today. And finally, this is rich people problems. When NBA superstar Luka Doncic was traded from the Mavs to the Lakers, he joined one of the iconic franchises in the world of sports, of course. But he also lost out on $32 million. Had he stayed in Dallas, Doncic would have signed a designated veteran player extension contract, $345 million over 5 years. But that contract can only be offered to a player that is still on his original team. Well, Dallas didn't want to pay that. So by acquiring Anthony Davis from L.A., the Mavericks will save $25 million a year. Coming up at 8:05, Bill Belichick on Terrell Suggs. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Joining us next on our Newsmaker Hotline, we spoke with him right before the pardon of the J6ers. You kept memory, kept cutting in and out, or somebody was messing with his phone. Jake Lang, 4 years that he was imprisoned without bail, without trial, and in horrific conditions. And yet, through it all, Jake survived it and is here. We're making incredible transformation. Jake, good morning. Welcome back. How you doing?
Sean, Bruce, thank you guys for having me. God is good. Freedom is the sweetest, sweetest thing in the world. Don't ever take it for granted. All you American heroes out there and patriots, don't ever take freedom for granted.
Yeah, exactly. So you've gone from political prisoner now to an activist, and you've launched this new website, Federal Watchdog. It's an anti-lawfare legal group. Tell us more about it. What do you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, primarily right now what we're focused on is getting accountability for this string of abuses that have destroyed our lives. You know, we're filing a $50 billion lawsuit on the Department of Justice and some other parties that colluded, the Bureau of Prisons and other, you know, weaponized federal institutions that colluded to destroy us without due process, denying us all basic human rights and constitutional rights, treating us like animals over 900 days of solitary confinement that they had me in, years without shaving or haircuts or being able to see your family, that we went through, I mean, what you could only describe as cruel and unusual punishment and political imprisonment. It was a miracle of God that we were delivered by the hand of our loving President Trump. And so we're just living every day like it's a miracle, and not taking, like I said, a single second for granted. It's all just such a blessing.
Jake, tell me, have you had the chance to research what the Bureau of Prisons standard is for keeping people in solitary? Is there a maximum number according to the Bureau of Prisons?
No, there's not. In fact, God forbid, I've met prisoners that have done, you know, 5 years or more in the SHU, which is solitary confinement. New York State has recently adopted, you know, pretty stringent limitation upon solitary confinement. But the federal prison I was in, right in Brooklyn, New York, on New York State land, is its own federal entity that does not have to abide by New York State laws. And I was thrown in the solitary confinement in Brooklyn Federal Prison for months at a time when, you know, the New York State law, I think, caps it at 10 days and then 20 days are two different, you know, depending on the situation. But, yeah, the federal government, this is part of the understanding that the Founding Fathers had that we need to understand is that the state's rights supersede and the state sovereignty supersede, you know, the federal government's, tentacles for stemming out from Washington, D.C., usurping power all across the country. And that's just a perfect prime example. You have a state law that the people of New York had voted, you know, for and into action, and the federal government property, which is sitting on our state land, is not even abiding by those laws.
You know, we're talking with Jake Lang, the former J6er, held for over 4 years in the D.C. Gulag and also in up in Brooklyn as well. Speaker Johnson has announced he's got a committee that is going to review the J6 committee, which we know was, again, tainted with illegal activity on behalf of members of Congress. We now find out 5,000 FBI agents were dedicated to weaponize against the J6ers. Have Have you heard from Barry Loudermilk or anybody in Congress regarding your experience and getting your perspective as they look into what happened that day?
I haven't heard directly from anybody in Congress. I know many members of our community are, you know, constantly jockeying and, you know, politically much more connected than I am. I mean, I'm more connected to the people and doing, you know, the public outreach for the Jan Sixers and the fundraising and, you know, the outspokenness. But there are, you know, a few members of our community that are dedicated in the other direction. And, you know, we have this amazing community of broken families and, you know, patriots that have banded together to really do one of the most ultimate social movements of a generation, which was, you know, freeing the Jan Sixers, bringing us home. It was successful. It was a grassroots effort that, you know, we got to the president's heart, and he heard our cries, and, you know, this was a massive success across the board. So I'm sure my brothers that are deeply entrenched in the D.C., the Capitol Hill politics, are going to be helping me orchestrate that, you know, as far as coming and speaking and telling my side of the story, because I have, you know, the longest solitary confinement, the longest incarceration, right. And, you know,
Jake, we have about 30 seconds left, and I just want to ask, how many others are still being held? Do you have any numbers for us that are still being imprisoned because of this?
We know right now there are 6 men still behind bars, and if you want to help them and my guys that just got out of prison get their feet back underneath them, please go to J6Rebuild.com. That's J6Rebuild.com. We'll help, you know, get them a new pair of sneakers, cell phone, first month's rent. It's very vital, guys. Please go to J6Rebuild.com.
Jake, thanks so much. We're glad you're free, man. It's nice to speak with you uninterrupted, by the way. So,
yeah, your phone working all the way through. What a shocker.
Jake, stay well. God bless. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Jake. Guys. Freedom ain't free.
That's Jake Lang, 743.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95 North. Coming up from the Beltway on the Arbuta side is slowing around the Caton Avenue Bridge. I think they're looking at this broken down vehicle northbound in the left-hand painted out area right before 395. Not really in the roadway, but they're looking at it, and there may be some activity behind that. Yep, see another vehicle behind it. A little further back, just around Washington Boulevard, also in the left-hand lane. So that's the reason for that. Looks like two different things right now on the northbound side. So if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, coming up from the Beltway in towards downtown, you'll need to be to the center and the right side. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. You better do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel, it's going to get interesting, at least maybe a few snow showers later this afternoon. 37 winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning, and 33 tonight, so you can see we're right around freezing. So it depends on where you are. Freezing rain, sleet, snow possible through tomorrow morning, which will change over to rain eventually, and a high of 45 right now. Oh, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and we'll get you online so you get a chance to compete with the panel, including Bruce and Gabby Johnson, and, of course, Kristen. Call now, though, to reserve your spot. Chance to pick up a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. And right now we are at 32 degrees in Annapolis, and it is 30 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Been on a hot streak of late. Folks have been really, you know, been hot. They've been guessing the correct fake news story, and we'll see if that continues in that vein. And our contestant today, Michelle in Westminster. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, everyone.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go first.
First. There she is, right out of the box. She wants to be tainted by something that Whitaker might select.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Chuck.
We like him, too, but it doesn't change the fact that
I like you too, Michelle.
You could be tainted by it.
I'm sending kisses your way, sweetie.
Oh, wow.
All right.
You two want to get a room?
Valentine's Day, I'm
a... Where's she? Howard County?
Carroll County.
Carroll County. Yes. Well, I mean, it's Turf Valley. That's halfway. Well,
that's where Westminster is.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you, Mr. Casey. I was looking for something else. Yeah. I know where Westminster is. You, whatever.
Story number one. Here we go. Story number one. ICE has issued a press release yesterday thanking illegal aliens for waving Mexican flags during protests in Los Angeles. Apparently, the border czar, Tom Holman, says that waving a Mexican flag and burning an American flag gives us probable cause to stop and inquire about your immigration status. Arrests have been made. Story two, a Minnesota state senator is looking to change a law to allow Minnesotans the right to eat beaver. Residents are allowed to kill or arrange to have a beaver killed if it's causing property damage. However,
Bruce, open the door. I'm leaving now. Open the door. I'm leaving now.
I came back at 8 for a day.
Going home. Now.
Walked in just in time for this.
Oh,
one.
That's all. That's all. That's the headline.
Reverend.
And story three. A blind man in Indiana is saying that gun laws in the state need to be changed. He was able to apply and get a concealed carry permit. He feels that concealed carry permit holders should have to show competency with a gun at a gun range. Again, a blind man got a permit for concealed carry. Maybe he's a really good shot.
Yeah, good news.
Story one. Tom Holman thanks illegals for waving Mexican flags. Makes it easier to arrest them. Story two, state senator says it should be legal to eat beaver again in Minnesota. Or story three, blind man gets a concealed carry permit in Indiana. We'll welcome Bruce back with the Michelle wants to go first. Michelle.
Yeah, please, Michelle. Please.
I'm going to go with number one, and I believe that had Holman said something like that, there would have been more lawsuits filed about it. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right, Michelle goes number one. We'll stick with the ladies. Kristen?
I can see two and three being true. There are different degrees of blindness, so there may be a different rule in Indiana. I'm going to say one. I don't think that happened, but I do agree all the protests are making Tom Homan's job easier, which is hilarious, but I'll say one.
Bruce?
Without any further comment, I'm going with story number one.
Probably a good thing for you. Yeah. And we'll see if Chuck has any comment.
No comment. One, please.
Everybody goes. Nobody wants to touch that beaver story with a 10-foot pole.
You keep going there. You keep going there.
What are we, into fourth grade?
It's a legitimate story. What are you talking about? It is also a true story. Story number two is a true story.
All right. Well, yeah. So you're proud of yourself. Here's a cooking.
No. I mean, apparently there's something called nuisance beavers. Chuck, no, you're familiar with those.
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. Some of those lawsuits are still pending.
Story one is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Michelle. We'll put you on hold.
Oh, look, even the listeners are getting involved.
Tell you.
Oh, my God.
I'm
getting texted here. Oh, dirty talk this morning for the show. Oh, my.
No, that's a legitimate story.
Yeah, I didn't say it. He said it.
We'll segue right into... One of Bruce's sponsors.
Yeah, thanks.
What's the sponsor?
Mike Cadet thanks you for that one, Sean. A whole heap.
What's the sponsor?
It's ProStatus Financial.
Oh, that ought to do it.
Oh, yeah. Here he is with his final performance.
Take these beaver pelts for payment.
Oh, my God. It's Mike Cadet joins us right now from ProStatus Financial. Mike, I am so sorry for the lead to this segment. Truly sorry. About 2 million federal workers got themselves an email on Friday morning offering them buyout opportunities. Now, you help a lot of federal employees, and you understand the system. Is this a good thing for them?
You know, I think it's a slippery slope, right? The people that are nervous about going back to work and the people that are nervous about keeping their jobs, it might be a viable opportunity to extend out their ability to go find another job. 20,000 of them so far have accepted it. But I think more importantly that in order to make that decision, you really have to have a true understanding of where you are financially and can you afford to take the buyout, or can you afford to be downsized if and when that actually happens to you? And so I think having that financial plan in place, sitting down with advisors like ourselves, where you can figure out how much income you're going to have, what's your pension going to look like, are you going to get a pension, what about your health care benefits, because there's so many unanswered questions with this. But there's so many things going on right now. I think it's a nervous time for most federal employees, and it makes sense for them to sit down and talk to an advisor to make sure they're on the right track.
No, of course, if they don't take the buyout, there is always the prospect that they might indeed find themselves downsized anyway.
Well, that's exactly right. Between Doge and just the general things that are going on right now with trying to trim some of that excess fat off the government, they should be a little bit nervous. But I think the solution to, instead of suffering there being nervous, how about sitting down with an advisor to figure out exactly where you are financially in life so that you have a better decision to make, right? If you're forced out for whatever reason, or you choose to leave for whatever reason, know what your numbers are so that you can know how that's going to impact you in the long haul. To me, that's the answer for everybody in the federal government at this particular point.
Mike Kneff from ProStatus Financial. It's more important than ever now, folks, to work with somebody like Mike who has knowledge and the skill set necessary to help you retire from the federal government if necessary. Mike and his team will be glad to talk to you for a free federal benefits review to sit with you personally, look at everything, including your TSP, pension, your tax planning, and then make recommendations. This is for federal employees who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations and thank you for serving our country. Call ProStatus Financial, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 for your free federal benefits review. Mike, as always, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Have a great one.
Thank you, sir. 753 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Beaver Johnson.
Thank you. My colleague, Bruce Elliott. The left-hand lane is blocked, northbound 95, coming up to Washington Boulevard. If you're coming up from the Beltway southwest side from Arbutus, you'll need to be in the center and the right lane. Delays may go back to the Beltway, and then beyond that, this other vehicle is stopped in the left-hand shoulder area. Might be related to this wreck. Also northbound before 395. But everybody north of the Beltway now, just stay to the center and the right as you're coming in towards downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, channel forecast, it's going to get interesting. A little wintry today. A few snow showers possible later this afternoon and a high of 37. Winter weather advisory in effect tonight through Thursday morning. Mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. Changing over to rain tomorrow. 45, the expected high. Right now, 31 in Glen Burnie, 31 in Middle River. Let's go to the phones. Bruce in Dundalk. Good morning.
Hello. Just wanted to tell you a few months after, it was about 4 or 5 months ago, I was on Martin Luther King Boulevard, looked up Baltimore Street where I went to dental school, and lo and behold, there's a big sign that says Black Lives Matter, University of Maryland. Now, in no way, in no form, could the University of Maryland have a sign for a particular organization, let alone an organization that is anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, and very much so bigoted organization. Well, I called the ombudsman for the University of Maryland, and he basically had the DEI person, because all he does is he just matches up things. That's all his responsibility is. Had the DEI person write me a letter that they do not endorse any organization, however those are their beliefs and stuff. Long story short, you still have a sign for an organization up. To the best of my knowledge, it's not down. It could possibly be down by now. I have the emails and stuff from the DEI officer from the University of Maryland. Starting January 21st, I have called the executive secretary for the transfer for the University of Maryland. She called me back right away, January 21st in the afternoon, and said someone will be in touch with me. I've left her about 10 phone calls since. She has not responded. This is incredible. You know, if it's considered a political organization, Black Lives Matter, the entire University of Maryland could lose their 501(c)(3) tax exempt status. Just to put it out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think what happened now that BLM has started to be outed since they were started and run by Marxists, even the NFL of all people have decided to distance themselves from BLM and their connections there. Now they're still hanging on to DEI, but BLM, right. Of course, is now become persona non grata, and they are anti-Semitic, and they.
But the sign's still hanging. And the University of Maryland people have done nothing about it. Perhaps
right.
You guys may want to look into it.
All right, we'll
if
do
you
that.
Put your person on, I'll send you the emails that she sent
yeah.
me. If someone tells me where to send them to,
yeah, just send them to send them to me, Sean SEAN at WCBM.com, and we'll take a look at it.
All right,
I'll be more than happy.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have
you, Bruce.
A great day.
Appreciate it. Have
Thanks
a great day.
Appreciate it. Jasmine Crockett, who's kind of a firebrand on the political left, she's the one who takes your hair from one side and combs it all the way over to the other side, unlike a lot of older guys who do the same thing, but with a different effect. She's now accusing Elon Musk of getting a cushy federal job so he can sleep on the job.
This isn't somebody that is supposed to be on full-time forever, so maybe that's why he wants to sleep on the job, because he knows that it's supposed to expire. But right now we have an administration that could care less about what the courts say that they can do, that could care less about what the law says, that could care less about the Constitution.
Yeah, they could care less about the Constitution. Of course, it's the Constitution they're trying to enforce. She says, you know, no matter what, we're going to fight to the very, very end.
We have to understand that we are not dealing with normal people. We are dealing with someone who has proven to be a criminal, proven to be disrespectful to us as Americans. And listen, we have to fight him the exact same way. We have to come back with the same type of energy, which means that if you want to play ball, then I'm ready to play ball. Listen, you guys decided to do this while the House was out. Well, the House is back in, and I can guarantee you there will be some spicy things that I will be up to, because I am a duly elected member of the U.S. House, and we will have some things that we are trying to do.
She's very proud of that.
Yeah.
She is very, very proud of that. And more power to you. Yes, you are a duly elected member of the U.S. House, something that is in virtually every single soundbite I've ever played by her. Hey, is your roof leaking? Do you have damage from a storm, leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? You may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing now, 410-655-3700. They'll also work with your insurance company. Wallace Roofing, in business for over 92 years, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Getting your roof repaired, or replaced is something most homeowners dread. When that happens, it's important to get not just the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price as well. 410-655-3700, Wallace Roofing.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump continues shaking things up on the world stage. Now he proposes U.S. control of the Gaza Strip, relocating the Palestinians to neighboring countries who have expressed so much concern for their welfare, and then redeveloping the land with homes for the Palestinians.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent.
An impressive number of federal workers, 20,000 at last count, taking the president up on his buyout offer.
The CIA is reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. Workers have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign, with payments continuing until September. Resignations are reportedly expected to increase as the deadline draws near. The Trump administration offered employees the buyout ahead of the return to office requirements as part of an effort to shrink the workforce. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Police in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio, looking for the gunman who opened fire last night at a cosmetics warehouse.
We have one confirmed fatality. We have five that were transported to hospital. Their conditions, I'm not able to comment on their conditions at this point. We have a person of interest, and we are working to locate them and bring them into custody.
New Albany Police Chief Greg Jones telling WSYX WTTE it was a targeted attack, no threat to the public at large. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup northbound on 95 is back to the Beltway, as we mentioned, probably even a little bit beyond that. So if you're coming up from the airport cutoff, trying to get in towards downtown, towards 395, the accident is in the left-hand lane on 95 north. And then about 100 yards or so above that, there's another vehicle stop with the flashers on, also on the left side of the roadway. But right now, we're getting that delay going back to the Beltway. It's going to start to affect the Beltway ramps to 95 north from the southwest side. Rest of the Beltway, all the normal delays. We're a little busy south on the JFX through the city-county line, and there is backing now southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel again, back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is slowing around O'Donnell Street and southbound through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon, 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads, changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up Bel Air, 32 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 35 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Arguments over pausing President Trump's order to end birthright citizenship were heard in federal court yesterday. The executive order last month was put on hold after almost half of all states sued to try to stop it. The arguments come from a suit from immigrant rights advocacy groups and five pregnant undocumented women. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown is part of a coalition of 19 other attorneys general seeking more answers from FBI director nominee Kash Patel. The AG sent a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chuck Grassley asking him to require Patel to appear again before the committee. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will move into Maryland overnight Wednesday and into Thursday morning. Baltimore, most of central Maryland, and parts of the eastern shore are under winter weather advisories. Further west, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties will be under an ice storm warning. Forecasters warn power outages and tree damage likely due to the ice in those areas. They say travel in parts of western Maryland could be nearly impossible. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 835. Your pick 4, 8733. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Vinny, while most agents make big promises, you're famous for your written guarantees.
That's right, Sean. Our name is our promise. While other agents will promise you an unrealistic price just to get your business, we'll provide an upfront written guarantee that if we can't sell your home for your asking price, we'll pay you the difference. Try getting that from someone who's promising you the moon and the stars just to get you to sign up with them.
So instead of just going with the agent that promises the highest price, go with the agent that guarantees your price upfront and in writing.
That's right. And if we fail in getting your price, we pay you the difference. Not lip service, but second mile service.
Makes sense. Sell your home with confidence and for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com for your written guarantee and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2025 will be announced tomorrow night at the NFL Honors Ceremony in New Orleans, and the Ravens could figure prominently. Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, and Steve Smith are all among the finalists, although Smith would go in as a Panther. On the Final Drive podcast, the case for Suggs was made by none other than Bill Belichick.
First of all, for me, any player we had to double team on every play,
yeah,
that's Hall of Fame material that's in right. My book. And you couldn't single Suggs. He was so explosive, so powerful, and he was just a matchup nightmare.
Suggs finished his 17-year career eighth all-time with 139 sacks. His 201 tackles for loss is an all-time NFL record. Birds added to their outfield depth yesterday, signing 7-year veteran Ramon Laureano to a 1-year, $4 million deal. Laureano hit .259 with 11 home runs in 98 games last year for the Guardians and the Braves. On the ice last night, Caps over the Panthers 6-3 the final. Ovi with an empty netter with 1 second to play, now 17 away from the all-time record. And college lacrosse yesterday at United Stadium, Hopkins nips Towson 11-10. The Jays now 2-0 with both wins over ranked teams. Coming up at 8:35, a baseball birthday and a Super Bowl memory. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Democrats declaring war after Hakeem Jeffries said it's okay. Let's go fight in the streets. Tom Holman versus the cartels. And our top story here is Democrats in Maryland introducing the Yes Act. We'll tell you what that is all about. But I do remind it, because we've got a lot of folks who are interested. We just heard from J6er Jake Lang. Mm-hmm. He gave an address. And if you want to contribute, you want to help the remaining six. And I think Tom Caldwell is one of those six still in prison. And we interviewed him and his wife.
Yes.
Here on the program. So they still need help. They still need your contributions. It's a give, send, go account. So give, send, go there, and it's J6 Rebuild. All right, J6 Rebuild at Give, Send, Go. Their goal is to raise $300,000. They've raised about a little over half than that. It was created by Jake Lang, and you can give, you can share, you can pray, you can do whatever. That's a Give, Send, Go, J6 Rebuild, if you want to contribute to that. A hearing about the cases of juvenile cases, where they should start in our juvenile justice or injustice system versus the adult court system, was held yesterday. The Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee on Bill 422, introduced by, again, a pro-juvenile thug, Senator Will Smith, Democrat, Marxist, Montgomery County, and chair of the committee. Basically, what they want is that all charges right now automatically start in the adult court system for juvenile offenders, and then they figure out, mm-hmm. do we charge them as adult, or are we going to charge them as juvenile? But they want to change that. They want to change it. All charges would now start in the juvenile system, and then they would waive whatever charge and push it up to the adult system if appropriate. But we all know how that goes.
Yeah.
But right now, the juvenile system is a complete mess. And so now they're going to an influx of all these other cases would just completely, it would be insanity. And then that's what it is. These people in Annapolis are insane. Scott Schellenberger opposes this entire concept.
Right now, DJS, Department of Juvenile Services, is not taking care of getting the services to the people who are there now.
Yeah.
And now we're going to add to that. And if we add to that, how are they ever going to get the right number of people with the right services?
That's a great point. Deputy Chief of City State's Attorney Ivan Bates' office, Kate Rosenblatt, says this is not going to work.
However, the month's delay we see for youth connecting with mentoring and treatment in the community is also a clear indication that the services aren't there either. The proposed change to legislation for these serious and violent offenses will place additional burdens on an already overtaxed agency.
Yeah, as I said, it's already a mess. And Rosenblatt says these wraparound services that we keep hearing about, well, that's just a dog and pony show.
And unfortunately, what we've found time and time again is that services available, that's in name only. At transfer hearings, we hear, well, there's this facility and there's that placement, and he can go here and he can go there. And as soon as the youth is transferred down, it's, well, there's no beds there.
Yeah, so wink, wink, we're going to get them some wraparound services, wink, 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 meaning they do nothing. Yeah. That's why a juvenile can arrest seven cars in 7 months. They just arrested a 15-year-old in Baltimore City who has been arrested seven times in the last 7 months for car theft. But he got those wraparound services.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Big delay coming north on 95 up from the Beltway from Arbutus, maybe even affecting traffic north from the airport cutoff. The wreck is in the city as you're moving up towards 395. It's opposite the ramp at Washington Boulevard, and it's in the left-hand lane. So once you get up to the bridge, you come inside the Beltway, you'll see the bridge at Caton Avenue. At that point, you need to get out of the left-hand lane and get over to the center and the right. At least a 20-minute delay for the traffic northbound. Beyond that, there's another vehicle with its flashers on just up around the ramp at 395. Might be related to that wreck. And the southbound side is slowing, and they're kind of looking at it a little bit. So the traffic south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now that will be a slowdown in that area. Hopefully there's not another accident on that side. I'm starting to see brake lights just south of 395 southbound. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are there. We've been slow south at both the Harbor Tunnels, but nothing out of the ordinary. But now this new slowing is 95 south going by this other accident scene. And we've seen some heavy traffic around the wreck we had earlier, Montgomery County, just getting a new update. Northbound 270 at State Road 121, Montgomery County, still some limited lanes there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast, it is going to be cloudy, a few snow showers possible later this afternoon, and 37 tonight. Winter weather advisory goes into effect through tomorrow morning, 33 for the low. So with that precipitation, it could be freezing rain, sleet, or maybe even some snow. It'll change over to rain tomorrow, 45 the expected high. Right now, it is 30 in Pikesville, 31 in Dundalk. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it is time for us to head to the circus. Flo, please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps, boy, I think she's going to be one of my new favorites moving forward. Yes, it's Jasmine Crockett. She wants you to know that she had a long, long, hard, hard trek to get to Congress, although she is a duly elected member of the Congress, by the way, and not like those lazy white boys who apparently just got there because they happen to be lazy white boys.
When you look and you compare me to Marjorie Taylor Greene or me to Lauren Boebert, there is no comparison. And that is the life that we have always lived. So the only people that are crying are the mediocre white boys that have been beaten out by people that historically have had to work so much harder.
Okay, yeah. And I'm not sure that's actually the case. However, there's one thing to bear in mind about Jasmine Crockett.
I am a duly elected member of the U.S. House.
And something she will never let you forget for as long as she lives. Jasmine, if you wouldn't mind, please get back in the clown car. Get out of here.
She's a dutifully elected.
Yes.
I wonder if she would apply the same logic to mediocre white girls getting in the way of biological males in their Title IX sports activity.
I know. It's going to be hard for me the next couple of years determining who is the bigger idiot, her or AOC,
yeah,
who called Elon Musk not very bright.
Well, let's see. AOC, bartender, Elon Musk, space explorer, inventor of...
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Like, yeah, they're, I could
pretty
see
much.
Where, you know...
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
By the way, I got to pass this along. I got an Instagram that I don't understand. Nazi propaganda. This is from Mark. Make the lie simple and keep repeating it. How come Cheese Whiz Elliot can tell the difference between Elon Musk's... I love it. Between Elon Musk's gesture and the Nazi salute, but continues to call J6 a riot. When it was actually all done by trick photography and paid actors. Words matter, and one would think that with a microphone on his face for as long as he would have, he'd realize that. Keep carrying Pelosi's narrative, Cheese Whiz. The money she spent has been certainly worth it to the party. Okay, I've never characterized what Elon Musk did as a Nazi salute. I've mocked the idea that it was a Nazi salute. If J6 was simply, it was not an insurrection, to be clear about this.
It was not an insurrection. It was a protest.
It's a protest.
And there were some who went in there and committed acts of rioting, many of them could have been federal agents. That's why I've always called it a Fedsurrection. So the vast majority of people did not engage in rioting. There were a few people like Rachel Powell, that she was a mom that broke a window. She committed an act of vandalism. She apologized for that. She owned it. But very few people rioted. In fact, four people died that day, all Trump supporters. So
yeah,
that's usually how the press characterizes it, a riot. So maybe you're reading a news
copy. It could be.
And I would go back and look at that because that's probably what it was.
I noticed you didn't call your guest a rioter, you cowardly piece of garbage.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for weighing in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere, buddy.
Yeah, well, again, that is something that words have meaning. And so there's a semantic game that is played by the left. And unfortunately, sometimes we all get caught up in it. And I've always referred to it as a Fedsurrection and or a protest because I think the vast majority of people did not riot. And that's the narrative they want to go with.
Now, I've characterized it as a protest consistently since day one. I don't think there were really any rioters there or there would have been a hell of a lot more damage.
I'm just saying, just check the news copy because a lot of times stuff like that gets into the news copy. And unless you're meticulously going through it, it happens to everybody.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, we'll get another call here on Jake Lang. And also, by the way, we've got more on this Yes Act as to whether or not we should take a system that's already in complete meltdown. That's the Department of Juvenile Services, and just add more to it. That, of course, is the very definition of insanity.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. 877-381-8787.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, we've heard from one of our listeners regarding the... I know you don't want to hear this, regarding the beaver story. But it is worth mentioning.
Certainly.
Marty says...
Certainly.
Chuck does not remind me of a beaver. More like a platypus. Platypus Johnson. Duck bill, beaver tail, webbed feet, poisonous barbs, and a mammal that lays eggs. Living proof that God does indeed have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, platypus, I mean, you got to look at that thing and think, you got a lot of spare parts lying around, God. What you going to do? Let's make a platypus. I mean, I have this stuff here. Might as well make a chuck. 823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here he is. Flat-footed, beaver-tailed Chuck Whitaker.
Just vicious. Just vicious,
I know.
Guys.
I'm yeah.
That was a listener. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
I need to see proof of that.
All right, I'll forward the email.
Yeah, you forward me, all right. You think I believe any of that? Yeah, Bruce, type it, and then you send it to me, and I send it to you. Get the hell out of here. Who are you talking to, honey? The bound side of 95. Still slow, the wrecking. See the police car still there, left-hand lane, as you're coming up towards 395. And with that, the backup is still affected all the way back to probably even beyond the Beltway. Southbound is looking at it. So now the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, doing okay for a while, and then right around 395, you start to slow down in that area once again. Yeah, and it's going to back up. I'm looking at the camera here at Key Highway. That's the camera as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everything's open southbound, but because of that wreck northbound, they're looking at it, so plan accordingly, and now we would expect 895 southbound to stay a bit slow as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we are expecting some snow showers throughout this afternoon as a system moves through the area. 37 tonight, 33 with freezing rain and sleet. Snow possible during this winter weather advisory all the way through tomorrow morning, and then it heats up, changes over to rain. 45, the expected high there. Right now it is 30 in Ellicott City and 32 in Arnold. And to this idea that all charges of juveniles should start in the juvenile court system, which is a joke. We just had that judge Bloomquist that Chris Pabst is trying to chase down, who basically put a convicted rapist back in a classroom because he claims he wasn't learning virtually. You know what happened to protecting the people?
Yeah.
So this is the system that they want to now. This is where it is now. So Senator Bill Folden, I think he's joining us tomorrow. Is that right, Kristen? The Republican from Frederick County is going to be on the show tomorrow. But he was critical of the overall process at DJS.
My concern with this bill is that DJS is a mess. DJS is a wreck.
Yeah, they are a mess. They are wrecked. And they've been wrecked by Wes Moore and Vinny Schiraldi. And Scott Schellenberger, the Baltimore County State's Attorney, says the worst thing you want to do is be a wreck and be a mess with violent criminal thugs.
Pour all the money you can into DJS. Please help those juveniles when they're 13 and 14 so I don't have to come back here with six cases that they've murdered somebody at the age of 15. And what I'm saying is that the process isn't working, and this is not the time to overload them more with violent criminals.
But here's the problem. With all due respect, Scott, who's been on the show before, pouring money at the problem is not going to fix it. Okay? You can have all the money in the world, and if you have a person that apparently in Wes Moore, because he's the one that wanted Vinny Schiraldi, he appointed Vinny Schiraldi, he's putting up with Vinny Schiraldi's nonsense repeatedly now, over 2 years into the job, and we have an epidemic of juvenile crime in the city and in the state of Maryland. So all the money in the world's not going to fix this. You have to have the right leadership, the right mindset, the right ideology to get this right. Even, the Senate President, Bill Ferguson, gets it. He's now talking about, in an interview with Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, he's talking about maybe they're going to withhold money from the DJS.
I appreciate the chairman's effort on this. I think it's going to be a hard bill to move this year, given the sense of concern that folks have had about the operations of the department so far.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is, and he said that he might just withhold budgetary money on that until, of course, they get some answers. All right, let's get some phone call here. Mike's in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
So I was listening to the gentleman talk about his time in prison for January 6th, and as an American, we should all be infuriated. Absolutely infuriated. This is not a third world country where you take people and throw them away in a gulag and take away their rights. So my solution to the whole problem is, if the DOJ needs to go after these people, if they found that they did this unfairly, that they'd be put in the same situation for the next 4 years.
Well, I mean, that's in the process of being investigated, both by, we'll see when Kash Patel gets confirmed. We do know the existing U.S. attorney, Ed Martin, is going after, asked for a list of names. We now find out of the 13,000 employees at the FBI, 5,000 were tasked just on J6. Can you imagine? Nearly half the agency was going after J6ers. And so, and many of them, most of them, nonviolent, trespassing, maybe they went someplace they shouldn't go. But to put them in jail for that?
Yeah.
That's not, you're right. It's un-American.
We didn't weaponize our justice system, did we?
Yeah.
No. I think I look at the other side of the aisle for that.
Like, every American should be furious.
They should. They should. And every member of Congress as well, but only a handful did. And only a handful of Americans did as well. Mike, got to run. Listen, thanks for the call. It's a great point. If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, rising costs, monthly payments, like mortgages, credit cards, they can create a lot of financial stress. But now there's a way for you to regain control. And I want you to call my good friend Mark McVeary at Reverse Mortgage Answers. Mark has over 30 years of experience helping homeowners just like you. He can show you how to eliminate the monthly mortgage payments, how to pay off the high-interest credit cards, and free up cash for everyday purposes. You'll have a better, much better cash flow. But that's not all. Mark will also review your housing costs to see if you qualify for property tax credits or other financial assistance. You might be leaving money on the table without even knowing it. And the best part, there's no pressure, no hard sell ever. Just honest advice if you decide a reverse mortgage is right for you. So stop stressing, really. Again, it's all about your health. Call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. A quick conversation really could change everything in your life. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will move into Maryland overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning. Baltimore, most of central Maryland, and parts of the eastern shore are under winter weather advisories. Further west, Washington, Allegheny, Garrett counties under an ice storm warning. Forecasters warn power outages and tree damage are likely due to the ice in those areas. They say travel in parts of western Maryland could be, quote, nearly impossible. Maryland residents getting a chance to see what the new Francis Scott Key Bridge will look like. Governor Wes Moore joined other state officials at Trade Point Atlantic to unveil the design for the rebuild of the bridge. It will replace the bridge that collapsed when it was hit by a rather large cargo ship this past March. Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge will stand taller and wider than the old bridge. Police are identifying the victim of a weekend shooting in southeast Baltimore. Troy Kavanaugh was found with multiple gunshot wounds to the upper body on Sunday. Sunday afternoon in the 2500 block of Biddle. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Investigation ongoing. There now, so far, have been 14 homicides in Baltimore this year. There were 17 at this time last year. Adirondack County Police investigating the shooting death of a 24-year-old man in Severn. Victim identified as Caron Can. He was found with gunshot wounds on Monday night, lying outside a home, the 1700 block of Sea Pine Circle. Can was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the shooting was targeted and not a random act of violence. And a teen hurt after a shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Officers found the 17-year-old boy with gunshot wounds around 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. The 5700 block of Northwood Drive was taken to a hospital unknown condition. Investigators believe the victim was shot inside a home in the 1100 block of East Baltimore Avenue. I'm sorry, that's East Belvedere Avenue, and then ran to Northwood Drive where he was found. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery was 835, pick 4, 8733, and now at 833, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
This wreck on I-95 northbound coming into the city is creating havoc really on both sides of the roadway. The wreck is northbound, left-hand lane, coming up to just before 395. Back up, coming up from Arbutus, coming up from the Beltway, is all the way back to 695. You'll stay to the right as you're getting north of the Caton Avenue ramp. Now, the southbound side has been looking at it, and with that, the traffic now is slow on 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, goes all the way through the tunnel, and backs up even beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp. 895 says, oh, okay, we got a problem on 95 south. We'll go over there. 895 is now backed up to the Eastern Avenue ramp, all because of a wreck on the northbound side of I-95. So big delays right now at both the tunnels and 95 then coming into the city from the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter storm on the way. Only a few light snow showers late this afternoon. 37 the high. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for that mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet, making for some icy roads. Changing over to rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it seems as if everyone is getting pulled into the NFL favors the Chiefs speculation. Chiefs owner Clark Hunt was roped in the other day, and he's as he appeared on the Rich Eisen show.
It's something we don't take very seriously. I think, you know, depending on what stats you want to look at, you could come up with any conclusion.
This year's Super Bowl back in New Orleans for the first time since Super Bowl 47, better known in these parts as when the Ravens beat the 49ers. In fact, let's take you back 12 years ago this past Monday, February 3rd, to one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history.
Jim Harbaugh, that is. And this could be a run back from 9 deep for Jacoby Jones. And look at him go. Jones is past the 50, and he is flying inside the 20. And a kickoff return, 109 yards and a touchdown, an all-time record.
He was flying. I'm watching the video as he's Jim Nantz is doing the play-by-play, like Secretariat by 31 lengths at the Belmont. That return by Jacoby Jones happened before the lights went out, and the Ravens held on to beat the Niners. 34-31 was the final. Caps rocked the red last night, hosting the Panthers, tied at 2 early in the third.
Wilson with help from Radish there at center ice. Lars Eller galloping in. Eller with his forehand. He scores! A brilliant dash to the net from Eller.
Caps rocking the red. Joe Beninati with the call. Lars Eller breaking away. Goal number 9 giving the Caps a 3-2 lead on their way to a 6-3 win over Florida. Ovi, an empty netter. Goal number 878. Tennis Hall of Famer and Baltimore native Pam Shriver got back her hardware. Shriver, escaping the Palisades Park fires in L.A., gathered much of the tennis trophies she's won over the years and put them in her car as she drove away. The hardware was stolen, as was her car, parked in front of her hotel room. The car has not been recovered, but the trophies were dropped off in a box placed outside the hotel. The trophies have been fingerprinted, but no suspect has yet been identified. And finally, the great Henry Aaron was born on this day, February 5th, 1934. From humble beginnings in Mobile, Alabama, Aaron became the last former Negro League baseball player on a major league roster. And on April 8th, 1974, he made baseball history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
The iconic call by Milo Hamilton on Braves radio. Despite death threats and overt racism, Henry Aaron rose above it all. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it may be fake, but it's certainly funny.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
You guys were talking about the Taylor Swift effect on the
yes.
NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This is from X. I don't know if you follow this guy, James Plikert. It's pursuant to the referees in the NFL. Just listen.
After further review, it appeared the team playing the Chiefs were about to actually pull this one off. However, due to the influence of billionaire Black Magic and the omnipotent powers of our dark queen Taylor Swift to dominate not just music, but every facet of American culture, including this game, I've determined that there was a blatant and egregious amount of interference against the Chiefs.
So, that's the AI version of Sean Hockley.
Right, exactly.
And again, it just continues on and on. These are all over social media.
It's feeding. It's just really feeding itself. And I think a lot of it has to do with Taylor Swift, tell you the truth.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I don't know that the NFL minds.
No, they don't.
They, don't mind at all.
They love it. They usually have to check with the great Mahomo to see whether or not it's okay for things to be said out loud.
Back to that, of course. Yeah. You're absolutely right. No, any publicity is good publicity.
Indeed. All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elias. Take a quick call. Claude in Arbutus.
Morning, Claude.
Hey, Sean. How are you today?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Sean, I'm going to say this, okay? Now, people have no right to attack police. They have no right to trespass in the Capitol. You can visit, but you can't trespass, which means no lawful purpose to be there. Now, they had a lawful purpose to be there, but the problem was some people got overzealous. Like, Kim was going to go there, Kim Clancy. And if she went there, she'd been arrested, which would be not fair to her. Because all she did was go to...
Well, but there were also people that never set foot inside the Capitol that were also arrested.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. You're right, 100%. I'm talking about the people that went in there.
Yeah. Like Dr. Dr. Simone Gold, who went inside just to make
a statement. And left.
And left. And she went to jail for 2 months.
Right. That's not right. And the elderly people wasn't right to go to jail. So whoever, J6 or whoever, I mean, it's... Biden or whatever, he used justice to weapon. I mean, I don't agree with everything Trump does, but Trump's doing a lot of good things. You know, you can't please everybody.
Right. But you have to have law and order, and I agree, anybody who attacked a police officer should be charged and should be judged by a jury of his or her peers, absolutely. And if the punishment is warranted, they should get punishment. But to keep people locked up for 4 years without bail, without a trial date?
That's correct. And also, on the people that went through the plane that went down with these firefighters from Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Baltimore City Police, the dive units went there to recover these bodies with the Natural Resource Police. And these guys need to be commended for what they dealt with.
Yeah, all 67 bodies have now been recovered.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And I tell you, Sean, I was a volunteer for 20 years, and some of the stuff that I've seen, I don't know how they deal with it, because it bothers me right now, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a really tough on these guys, and they're these first responders, these people that recover these bodies. It's just, I can't believe how they did that. Claude, thanks so much for
thanks,
the call.
Claude, appreciate it.
And I agree with you on that one. That's
there was
sure.
a fascinating exchange between Cash Patel and Cory Booker in committee earlier, I guess it was last week. You got to hear this. With Cory Booker doing his damnedest to see if he can trick Cash Patel into saying something that Cash Patel, who's a pretty damn smart lawyer, was not about to say.
Mr. Patel, do you know any of these five individuals? Erica Knight, Tom Ferguson, Greg Mensur, Steve Reese, or Carlos Fernandez?
Yes, Senator.
Who are they?
People I've worked with in the past at some point.
I'm told that those are the people that will be additional political appointees to help run the FBI. Is that correct?
That's news to me, Senator.
That's a great news to me. Who knew, right?
Right.
Booker goes on. Watch him try to twist the facts to see if he can catch Patel in a semantic trap.
You did indeed see President Trump declassify the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago that he refused to turn over. Is that correct?
No. What I said, Senator, was I heard and witnessed the president issue a declassification order for a number of documents.
For the documents specifically that were at Mar-a-Lago?
When he issued that order, there was documents. I don't know what was found and what was not found at Mar-a-Lago. I wasn't there.
Right. In other words, no, you're not going to catch me in that clever little trap. And then what happened was Cory Booker then basically said, I can ignore everything you said because I have this rant prepared. If we have time, we'll play you part of his rant between now and the top of the hour.
Yeah, because he's Spartacus.
Oh, yeah. I am Spartacus. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Spartacus Johnson.
Well, the Beltway decided to get into the act now. There's a wreck, and this car is right into the guardrail, outer loop, south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road before I-70 Security Boulevard, and it's blocking the right lane at that point and maybe a little bit of the right center lane. Backup starts there, goes all the way back to 795, 795 southbound coming into the outer loop will slow as well. And, of course, the inner loop coming up from I-70 is looking at it, so we're crawling through there as well. So now a late problem over on the west side. Big delay still there, all because of this wreck on 95 northbound near Washington Boulevard. We're sitting in the left-hand lane. I have to go back and see if they're still there, but the impact has been terrific. It's been all the way back to the Beltway coming up from Arbutus. The Beltway was in turn backing up as well, and then the southbound Fort McHenry tunnel traffic coming out of the tunnel was looking at it, backed up all the way back through the tunnel back towards O'Donnell Street. 895 is still slow coming south from the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says, here we go, Old Man Winter, Punxsutawney Phil bringing him back. Snow showers possible late this afternoon, high of 37. Winter weather advisory in effect for this evening. And then tomorrow, a mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. We start the low tonight is 33, so it'll warm up eventually 45 by tomorrow. But that frozen stuff falling between right around that line of demarcation, that freezing line, is going to be where it's going to get interesting. Right now, 32 in Severn, 31 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
This is just an amazing story, just how technology continues to change medically and otherwise. The FDA recently approved a new heart pump for children that circulates blood while they wait for a heart transplant. Hmm. It is smaller than other heart pumps and can be used on younger children. Here's Dr. Katsuhide Maeda and a patient that used the device, Katrina Penny, talking about this revolutionary, innovative technology.
We are so excited, yeah. This is a really like a, you know, game changer.
This little tiny device, and this being probably the size of my fingernail, can completely save someone's life.
The size of a fingernail.
Yeah, it's amazing.
As they await a transplant, keeps that patient alive. It's just amazing. We just keep going forward and forward with this new technology, and that's why America continues to lead in many areas, and hopefully we'll do so for many years to come. All right, so you have this exchange between Kash Patel and Spartacus, which got rather interesting.
Yeah, Spartacus decided to basically ignore all the traps he tried to set for Kash Patel that all fell flat. So instead, he turned to the chair of the committee and said, "I had this pre-rehearsed rant. Are you ready?"
"Mr. Chairman, it would be irresponsible for us to move forward if we do not know that the future head of the FBI would break the law and lie for the President of the United States. We can find that out factually if we had access to the testimony or if he would tell us what he said to the grand jury, which by the law of the United States of America, he's allowed to, but he's refusing to do so."
Please remember, Kash Patel is under oath while he's testifying in these hearings. So what Cory Booker is doing is building a straw man. So we can
and remember, senators aren't.
Right.
Yes. So the only person in the room that's under oath is
the person being interviewed.
Is the person being interviewed or the nominee who's trying to get confirmed. The senators can make up whatever they want while they're questioning.
Which is exactly what you're hearing. Cory Booker said basically, "There's we have to see that testimony." Well, actually, you don't. The guy's under oath. He just said this under oath. If you think he's lying, then go after what you believe the lie is. But instead, Cory Booker said, "Mr. Chairman,
he is refusing the transparency that he claims to adhere to. He is refusing to be direct with the United States Senate. He is refusing to be transparent and put it all out there. Did he or did he not lie for the president? That is the question."
How would you establish that? Just a serious question. How would you establish that? If you can't take the guy under oath saying what he said, how would you establish that?
You'd have to impeach the witness. You'd have to offer contradictory testimony,
right?
Written or oral.
And they have none.
And to contradict that, to impeach the witness. And they have none.
No.
Otherwise, they would have done that.
Yeah, they would have done it, and Kash Patel would have been out on his ear. Look, you can't do it. And plus, he's basically saying, prove the negative. You could never prove a negative. Prove he didn't lie. How can you prove that? There's no way you can prove the negative of a situation. So that was that particular song and dance. At the same time, my bit is, Kash Patel makes it through. Kash Patel becomes the next director of the FBI, period. And that's going to be end of sentence, and then we can simply move on to more important things. Like, for example, the southern border. What's happened now, folks, is the cartels have thrown down the gauntlet, or the gantlet, depending on which it is. They have said to their minions, so go ahead and hunt down and kill U.S. Border Patrol agents. Tom Homan says, boy, is that a mistake.
We're going to take them on. Look, we've got military on the border now. Our Border Patrol agents are well aware of the threats. There will be violence, and it's something we're prepared to handle. But I warn you to the cartels, if they harm a Border Patrol agent, one of our soldiers, President Trump will not hesitate to take extreme action. I think President Trump will wipe them off the face of the earth, just like he did ISIS, the caliphates.
And I wonder whether or not the cartels are getting that message. If they read history, they'll read what happened when Trump said to ISIS, or said Trump said to the other bad players in the Middle East, you're gone. They were gone.
Well, the Border Patrol, of course, National Guard and others are there to help free them up to do their jobs. They're handling logistics, transport, things of that nature. They're not physically in the fight, but they're warning the Border Patrol agents about drone attacks, explosive drone attacks, to be forewarned. warned and be aware, because they think the cartels are going to strike first. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But if it does, we got the right man in the office to respond.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to the first firefight between the cartels on one side of the border, on one side of the Rio Grande, and U.S. troops on the other. But, can you say warthog?
But closer to home, there might be a fight here in the streets of America.
How so?
Yeah, we'll explain in just a moment. It's 8:50. 10 before the hour, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand, and it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:53 right now on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there are several major backups here. First off, let's go with the Beltway. The outer loop, there's been a change since the last report. Fire department rolled up now, and they're now blocking the center and the right lane. Outer loop south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road before Security Boulevard and I-70. So the center and the left-hand lane are open. That backup goes all the way back to and beyond the ramp at 795. So the ramp's at Liberty, the ramp from 795, the traffic coming down from Reisterstown Road, gridlock there. The inner loop is looking at it. We have delays there that go back to Route 40 West. Now, a minor accident still there. Northbound 95 at Washington Boulevard coming up towards Camden Yards. That side of 95 coming up from Arbutus is still backed up and backed up towards the Beltway. The southbound side is looking at it. And with that, 95 is backed up all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and back to O'Donnell Street. 895 got the word. They backed up all the way back towards Urban Avenue and even the northbound side of 895, getting away from the backup on 95 also has a delay. So problems at the tunnels, problems on the Beltway west side that aren't going away anytime soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, few snow showers possible today, high of 37, and a winter weather advisory in effect for overnight into tomorrow morning. A mixture of freezing rain, sleet, snow, ice possible, changing over to rain tomorrow, 46. If you see a figure skating by you on the Beltway tomorrow morning, it could be our very own Kim Klasick.
It could.
I'm not leaving the house in that. I've had enough of this. Yeah. You guys, I am so furious. I don't know if you've been on social media the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who stole my campaign logo?
Oh, I saw
design?
That. Johnny Zero.
Yes. He stole the whole thing. So I just left a message at his office. And I said, you can either change it or I go on national news and I drag you for it. I said, those are your options. I cannot believe this.
Yeah. It's a carbon copy, except a different color.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is he afraid I'm going to run against him again? So he like just takes the logo?
Yeah,
because there's no other logo available on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Kim, that's it. That's the only one.
Yeah, that's what
Kim, happened. Those of us who have been in radio a long time realize that we steal from everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everybody steals everybody's idea.
That is crazy.
We just recycle it. So that's what he's doing. He didn't steal it. He's recycling
he's
your
green.
Logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see if they'll call back or if they change it, because I'm not happy. Anyways.
Yeah. And we talked about you this weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Up in northern New York, it was -2.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we've talked about you.
Sounds beautiful.
Yes. We said Kim would love this.
Let me book there tomorrow, Bruce.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Well, welcome back, Bruce. We're
Thanks.
Glad you're back. Of course, today we're going to talk about the Gaza Strip and whether people are going to love the idea of possibility of Trump purchasing it. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I don't know if that's possible. I think it's kind of like a shock.
I think it's going to be private money,
yeah.
Okay.
If at all.
Okay.
But, you know, look, he's thinking out of the box. That's what I love about this guy.
Yeah.
50 years we've been doing the same thing, and it's all ended up the same. Here's a brand new, different idea. It may not work, but at least the guy is willing to try new stuff.
Yeah. Isn't it predicated all also on completely destroying Hamas?
Yeah.
If you completely destroy Hamas, then you have a clean slate.
Right.
Then you can say, all right, this is what we're going to do with this clean slate.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that private companies would have some form of security if they decide to come in here. And then they can spend their money on these beautiful beaches in this perfect location and make this the next, you know, the next hot spot to be.
Well, look, if you can rebuild Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you can rebuild the Gaza Strip. The question is, you've got to change that ideology. You have to,
yeah.
Right.
You have to win over hearts and minds.
Well, take a look at the beautiful beaches in Israel. They're right next door.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a great part of the world in which they have a resort.
Well,
yeah.
I guess, look at you guys already thinking about this. Well, you know, the shirts are selling hot off the press. Gaza Lago. Did you guys see that? So, there's a lot of people talking about it. Of course, we're going to talk about the State of the State since, you know, Westmore is going to deliver his State of the State address today.
Right.
And then I also want to talk about the fact that Army recruits, they are up. Apparently, according to Pete Hegseth, they have a spike in recruiting.
Yeah.
So it really was just the fact that nobody wanted to serve under people like President Biden.
Yep. Just beginning, I think. It's just beginning to turn around.
I love it.
Coming up after 9 o'clock, Kim Klasick Live. Remember the other day when Hakeem Jeffries said this?
We are going to fight it. Legislatively, we are going to fight it in the courts. And we're going to fight it in the streets.
In the streets yesterday, Democrats like Ayanna Pressley, squad member, said this.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nepo baby.
Oh, Elon, the Nazi nepo baby. And then there's LaMonica McIver, Democrat, New York.
We will not take this. We will fight back.
Fight back. Fight back.
And as I close out, because I know we've been out here for a long time, and damn it, shut down the Senate.
Yeah.
We are at war. Anytime a person can pay $250 million into a campaign and they be given...
That's enough of that. Yeah. We're at war. Democrats say we're at war.
And that's well. The nice thing is they're getting concerned about people spending $250 million where Kamala Harris took in more than $2 billion and wasted every single penny of it. So, I mean, that apparently didn't raise any concern at all for those people out in the streets. It's only when Republicans spend money and manage to get people elected. That's the problem for the Dems.
Indeed it is. All right. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And then tomorrow, Senator Bill Folden will join us, talk about his new bill on the illegal alien threat here in the state of Maryland. So join us. Of course, the latest on the Middle East and much, much more. We start the morning drive tomorrow at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.